much about.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Cheers. Oh my God, cheers. Let's get some shifts. Let's get some shifts. These shits rule. These shits suck. These shits rule. These shits suck.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up. Stupid boy. Let's party.
And now.
How do you like them apples?
Our feature presentation.
That's troubling for a lot of reasons. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Thursday morning, the 9th of April.
Allie, what happened to your Pharrell hat?
It's in my locker.
She's got it. She's got standing by.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it in my locker for whenever you need it, Bean. And it'll
oh,
be often.
I see. Did you reflect on your choices yesterday throughout the day?
There were some amazing Photoshop jobs, which were amazing. Me on Darkwing Duck's body. I like that one.
Sweet.
A lot of where are you going to save the kingdom next?
Sweet.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Really good stuff. I feel like it was a hit.
No. Do you now?
No.
Okay, good.
Not even a little bit.
I was just looking in her eyes like, does she really think that was a hit? Because
I'm not that.
She walked out yesterday after the show and said, nailed it. Loved
it. High-fiving people on the way. Although as I walked out, Jared at the front desk goes, nice hat, Allie. And I went, whatever. And he goes, no, I meant it. And then I felt bad
because no,
I thought
a really
he was
nice
part
guy.
Of the joke.
No.
So sweet, Jared.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, so I gave him a soda.
Hmm. He didn't mean it either, by the way. He was just trying to be nice, that's all.
Probably.
Trying to ease the pain. Hey, speaking of pain, here's a story from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania to get us into today's all-new Kevin and Bean show. We got a good one, but let's stop in Pennsylvania first. This is a story that will be near and dear to your heart, Kevin, because you go to a lot of movies.
Yep.
How do you handle the unruly customers in the movie theater who are texting and talking? And
I sit in front of them.
What do you mean?
I sit in front of them. I literally pick – I go to the arc light where you can pick your seats, and I sit in the back row of the front section, and most of the time there's no one up there. So everybody else is behind me. So if they're on their phone or whatever, I can't really hear them.
Oh.
Does
how about talking?
Neck?
Have you encountered any kind of a situation where you had a bunch of people in the theater who wouldn't shut up?
Occasionally. It never came to blows, but usually you try to give them a glance and you go, hey, you know, the glance of, hey, yeah, how about you stop doing that or we might have to throw down.
Uh-huh.
That usually works because they get scared.
Yeah. Yeah,
they look at your physique and they say, I don't want to tangle with that.
I don't know, I'm just making that up.
Well, this story in Pennsylvania, a woman on Easter Sunday of all days went to see Fast and Furious 7, like you do, and she had a group of three teenage girls sitting behind her who would not stop talking. And she tried to shush them, and they wouldn't stop talking. And they started harassing her during the movie, and the movie ends, and she goes to management and complains. After the movie's already over, by the way, so it's not like she went to management and then they came in and did something, so I don't know what the point of that was, except I guess maybe she didn't want to get up, miss some of the movie to go to management. But she did complain, and then she left the theater, went out into the parking lot. Her name is Cindy Santa Maria Williams. It doesn't say how old she is in the article, but based on the news video, she looks to me like she's around 50.
Okay.
Well, the three girls that she had shushed in the movie theater were waiting for her outside in the parking lot. And they had converged with five other teens, including two boys, and they beat the crap out of her. She suffered a broken eye socket
and dear
bruises
God.
All up and down her legs and arms. They just demolished her. Immediately jumped on me, knocked me to the ground, started punching me in the face. She says she's hoping that someone will come forward to help the police catch the young suspects. They were in my face. Their face is in my head. If I see them again or in a lineup, I'll know exactly who they are. So she is hoping that the video surveillance inside the theater will help the police identify who these teens were, and that somehow they'll be found and arrested. But you can't expect that it's going to escalate like that.
No, you really can't, especially just over a shush. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
It can be annoying at worst.
Right. I mean, most people, as annoying as it is, they leave it behind once the movie's over because then the situation is diffused. But for them to, for these girls to harass her after they asked her, you know, after she asked them to shush, and then to wait for her in the parking lot outside, that's just, that's scary, man. This is, these are feral teens, aren't they?
Right?
Oh, man. So. You never know when you're going to run into that group of people.
This is why I don't leave the house.
Okay. You almost never get beat up in your own house.
Usually.
It's
safer than a theater, I'd say.
The police chief in Stroudsburg says when you go to the movies, you don't need to be at risk to have your family endangered. And we're talking about Easter Sunday, you know, to come out and be engaged in this. So we'll find out what happens. But as I say, authorities are checking into the video in the theater. But that's a bad deal. That's,
yeah,
that's not how you want to spend your Easter Sunday.
Mm-mm. No.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
You are a moron. Seriously? Why can't you understand this?
The Great Ad Rock Disaster. Just after six. We're going to go back through that interview, parts of it, not all of it, because we don't have the 6 hours that it would take to go through all of it.
I think it just felt like 6 hours, by the way.
It was...
I know it did for me.
All right, Bean, guess how long it was, because I edited the tape, so I know.
I don't know.
Was like 7, 8, 9 minutes, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah, I think it was probably seven minutes.
It was 11.
Oh, my God.
It was 11.
Okay, no wonder it felt so long.
And I cut and cut and cut last night. I was like, oh, we just don't have time to go through this.
Was it as awful as we remember?
Yes. Yes, okay. It was. May have been worse.
I saw that person yesterday who tweeted, he was so awful, either never have him on again or have him on every single day.
Right. Like, I couldn't make up his mind. Like, is he bad enough that we should have him on every day? Or is this terrible to never have him on?
And I'm sad because he's a freaking Beastie Boy.
Yeah, but haven't we? And we'll talk about it in a half hour.
Okay.
You and I have been burned by them before.
Yes, we have.
We're just,
and will again, by the way.
Just,
if,
right?
If they came to us today and said, hey, you guys want Ad Rock on next week?
Yes!
Say, yeah, I guess so.
We're just dumb. Josh Gad will be on the program today talking about the new show, The Comedians, which is on tonight. Very exciting. It's a brand new show. Jim Rome will talk sports today. We will talk baseball. We'll talk hockey. Los Angeles Kings, biggest game of the season tonight. Very excited about that. Brand new internet roundup. Dr. Drew, and we've got your tickets for the Avengers Age of Ultron, the world premiere. So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
And Bad Religion.
Yeah, Bad Religion.
What?
And Off are playing.
Rodney?
Playing somewhere. Anyway, I got them written down
by
the name of the club.
Mm.
But they're playing somewhere.
Somewhere.
On
okay.
April 17th.
Okay.
That's all the information we need.
I'll just look for somewhere.
Just drive
somewhere.
Around. You can't miss it.
See Bad Religion somewhere.
Just leave the parking lot and take a left and hope for the best. That's what you do. Hey, it's Thursday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Great Ad Rock Disaster. Coming up next. Maybe Rock.
I tried to talk to a Beastie Boy then, but it turned out that he wasn't talking. They got in the middle of a long conversation, and they should have been walking.
All of that is true.
Should have hung up early is what we should have done, I think.
Right, a long ballad about that.
Well, that's coming up right after
the
top of the hour.
Why am I
interview.
Hanging up on everybody except him?
Yeah,
what?
Once again, you fail.
Wow.
Can't wait to get Paul McCartney off the phone. Delightful, man. Great interview.
Yes. Couldn't not be more accommodating. Ad Rock, you couldn't find that off button.
Well, it didn't go well. We'll go through it in a
Tell
minute.
Tell me more about the move of Ad Rock. I'm a normal ball.
Anyway, that's coming up. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, what's happening?
Shocking showbiz news. Shocking.
Wow.
Hot girls on the moon. Hey, what's going on? Hot girls on the moon. I'm going to have some fun.
Barry Manilow secretly married to a man.
Yay!
Who could have seen that coming?
As all people.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Although Bean told us for many years, Barry was married to
a
woman.
Yeah, he did.
Married to a woman, guys.
He was.
Turns out Barry Manilow may, in fact, be gay.
Look, this has been I won't even call it the worst kept secret in Hollywood because it hasn't been a secret. It's been commonly known, and I'm happy anytime I see a celebrity come out. I really am. I think that's a step in the right direction because it's not a who cares.
It's not really coming out. It's not really coming out.
Well, if it's revealed that he's married to a man, I think
that's not even really coming out. It's just
he's already out, and he's just going, "Hey, everyone, I'm over here."
He just turned slightly and showed you the lining of his jacket. That's all he did, really. He married his manager, Gary Keefe. So they pulled off a secret wedding last year, apparently, in a private ceremony. 20 to 30 guests were invited to Barry Manilow's Palm Springs house. Well, Palm Springs, we should have known. Under the guise of a luncheon. And then turned out to be a wedding ceremony. Surprise! Barry, by the way, said he's retiring after his current tour.
He's still performing?
Oh, yeah. He's still on a long tour. Stop. You will stop it.
I'm with Ralph.
If you've never seen
you listen, stop
okay.
that.
Listen, Hat. We have no time for you. he will not be doing any more big tours after this last one, but he said he's still going to record and stuff. So
he continues
to threaten us.
Be good in concert, though. If you ever
see hey, what did we say?
Sorry.
More on the Bean showbiz update. Taylor Swift.
What's going on with my T-Swizzle?
Has apparently too much money and time on her hands. She has engaged for her personal staff.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it. A pet psychic.
The kids can't. The people are not.
Who's applauding that?
Who's applauding?
Who are those people? I'd like to have a conversation with them. I want to get a baseball bat and explain things to them.
Pet psychic.
What is she trying to read her cat's minds? What's she
doing? Yes. She tells her friends that she wants to know what her cats, Meredith Grey and Olivia Benson, have going on in their heads. So she's hired a woman that claims to talk to cats about their wants, needs, and feelings.
So I guess this is a thing now?
So
I'd be willing to bet that if we did a phone topic on this program, we could find people who not only believe that, but also have them for their pets.
Yeah.
I'll bet we would.
Why do you vex me so?
I'm just saying.
Why doth thou vex me?
I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure they're out there, and I want to talk to them.
Our favorite hippie is at it again, Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
Giving more advice to the ladies. Remember last time we talked to her, she said you should rinse your teeth with oil and get out there in the sunshine and spread your legs and get some sunshine on your hoo-ha.
Sunshine. On my
vagina
makes me happy.
Did you record that when you came out of surgery after giving up the kidney? What is?
I don't know.
Vagina. Did someone wake you up in the middle of the night and force you to record that? What's going on there?
I think I was trying to channel Miss Woodley, I think, at the recording of that.
I'll bet he did it like 25 times, all right?
Oh, I don't know.
That was it.
Got it.
That's the one.
Nailed it. Doing the backward fist pump, skating around the ice after the goal.
So what's her new advice now?
New advice from Shailene Woodley. Don't use lipstick, ladies. Beets. Rub beets on your face.
Beets. Why is that better?
Rub beets on your lips. Because it's natural. Hello.
Is lipstick bad for lips?
I don't know anything about
lipstick. All right.
But I do know Shailene Woodley wants you to use beets. Beets are amazing, she tells Bon Appetit magazine. They probably thought she was going to talk about eating them, but no. She says if you roast them, you get a better lipstick. They're not as potent, and they don't stain the same way as if they're raw. So I roast them first, and then just dab a little of the juice on my lips with my finger.
She is a goddamn hippie.
There's your Shailene Woodley nature update.
F*** hippies, I mean, period.
Oh, come on,
hippies. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. Kippies.
Have a heart.
Now,
we're all
Allie,
God's children.
You're girl-ish. What do you think about that with the beats on the lips?
Wow.
What the heck?
You're girl adjacent.
I am very girly, first of all.
All right.
Second of all, I wouldn't even know how to roast a beet.
I guess it involves a beet and fire of some kind.
Yeah,
is lipstick an issue?
A lot of people like to go the
natural
route.
Is there no more lipstick?
Are we out? Yeah,
no.
Are we out as a people?
No, I
don't
know if it's not great for your lips or I don't know.
Well,
it's,
maybe,
why would she?
There are some lipsticks people are like, whoa, is that tested on animals? Is it? She's probably just going the really
going right
organic
the
route.
I always wanted to see the lab where they test the lipstick on animals and see a bunch of rabbits with little red lips. They just made little bow lips on all the rabbits bouncing around. Wouldn't that be adorable? See a bunch of little rabbits like Bugs Bunny. When Bugs Bunny used to make himself up as a woman, he used to put those big red lips on.
Sure.
Imagine a little bunch of bunnies. Little lips are all covered with lipstick. They look so kissable. Wouldn't that be adorable? Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes, it's on.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Sunshine on my vagina makes me happy.
Can't be.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Elle Fanning is 17 years old today. Kirsten Stewart celebrates her 25th birthday. Leighton Meester is 29. Jay Baruchel from How to Train Your Dragon and all those movies that he does, 33 years old today. Strokes guitarist Albert Hammond Jr. is 35 years old. Gerard Way. We love Gerard Way.
Yes, we do.
He's a good dude. 38 years old today. Dennis Quaid turns 61 years old. And Playboy founder, creator of an empire, the man who put all the wheels in motion.
Your hero.
The big bunny himself, Hugh Hefner, celebrates his 89th birthday today. I'm
Congrats
Ralph Garman.
Congrats in peace.
Congrats in peace, Hugh Hefner. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show his beat.
Next hour, we got to talk to people about their pet psychics, by the way. And I'd love to actually hear from some pet psychics, too. Listen to this. Summer writes in, my mother-in-law had a pet psychic years ago. The dog talked to her on the phone about being ready to go to heaven.
You know what didn't happen? That.
Anyway, that is coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Josh Gad on the program as well. We'll talk to Jim Rome about sports and our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, who's going to hook us up with all the best new drugs to try at Coachella this weekend. That's all on the way here on K-Rock.
Yesterday we had Ed Rock on from the Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. And he's in a new movie. And we were given instructions that we were not allowed to talk to him about Beastie Boys or Beastie Boys music or this catalog that they have that they haven't put out yet. He doesn't want
to. It was very disappointing for us, by the way, because although we're happy to talk about the movie, we got a lot of questions about, you know, one of the biggest K-Rock bands of all time that we were hoping to, you know, kind of slide in there as well.
So we went back to him and we said, hey, what if we talk about the movie for the whole interview and then we just have like a question at the end? And they said, no. So we were like, okay.
Clearly, he just wants to talk about his movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the introduction to the interview. We're going to go through some clips now. We're going to see where it went south.
Our next guest has appeared on K-Rock many times over the years as part of one of the greatest bands of all time, the Beastie Boys. He is back, all grown up, and co-starring, I should say, at least, in a new film called While We're Young from the great director Noah Baumbach. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Adam Horowitz back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Adam, how you doing, man?
Good morning. Hello.
All right. Now, that was one of the two highlights.
Yes, I was so happy at that moment because here's what people may not know. When we're doing an interview, that first second oftentimes gives us a glimpse into how the rest of it's going to go. And he sounded engaged and energized and happy to be there. And I didn't feel like he was going to be boring and we'd be pulling teeth to get him to talk to us. So I was feeling good at this point.
And the Beastie Boys, notoriously, pretty much all of them are known for not liking to do interviews and so sabotaging on purpose.
Right.
Like they.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But they just make up stuff. They just totally make up lies just to have fun and make themselves crack up. So that happened. So then
now how about you, Kevin? Were you feeling good at that first second?
Yeah, at that point I was like, okay. Good. Then I realized we had a little bit of a phone print. Did you just faint?
No, I didn't. I just hit the mic with my hand. I'm fine.
All right. So then I realized at the beginning that we were going to have a little bit of a phone issue, though, because he was unable to hear us and we were unable to hear him. So this next clip, Adam is asking what song we just played, which was the new Muse song. And Bean is asking about the weather in New York, and they're doing it simultaneously.
How's New York today? Did spring ever arrive there?
What was the song?
What was the song you were just playing before?
A new Muse.
That was the new one from Muse.
Muse?
Yeah, Muse.
Okay, I didn't know what they actually sounded like.
Have you not heard Muse before, Adam?
I've played like probably 10 different festivals with Muse, and I don't know what they sound like.
That's unacceptable. All right, so I gave that some more thought. No way, he's lying.
Right away I was like, just played 10 festivals with him, you've never heard him, let alone the fact that they're Muse and you've never heard him. Lie.
I didn't buy it.
Why would he say that? Just
because,
continue to screw with us?
Yeah, just to mess with us.
Right.
Just whatever we want, he's not going to give us.
This phone situation is frustrating for us, again, for some more behind the scenes on the Kevin and Bean Show, because what'll often happen is they don't want us to know the phone number that the celebrity guest is calling from, so they'll route it through another phone somewhere. Like a, you know, the manager will connect us or something like that. So sometimes it's, you know, two or three different stops along the way before it gets to us. And that does create that delay, which is so frustrating for us.
So he's never heard of Muse. And we were like, that's not possible. And he just said, I haven't. So then we were like, okay. All right. Next step. We should, I guess we should just talk about the movie. So Bean talks about the cast and what an amazing situation that must have been for him.
You're a big-time movie actor. I mean, you are going toe-to-toe with Naomi Watts, Ben Stiller, Adam Driver. This is kind of a big deal being in this film, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
How did it come about?
You know, in the scheme of things of the world, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Right.
Now...
So awkward.
Now, forgive me for saying this, but you're calling in to promote this movie.
Right.
And we're not suggesting that in the history of the world, nothing else matters and this is the most important. But we want to talk about whatever you'll talk about.
Because my question, although I think it was poorly asked, my question was meant to be, this is a major motion picture with major movie stars that you are in. This isn't a cameo in a video. You know what I mean? This is a step up for him in terms of his acting career. That's kind of what I was trying to go for. Maybe I didn't see it well. Say it well.
But how did
his response
about?
Back, you know, though, was more confusing than anything.
In the world, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. So it's not that big a deal. Now... So now we know that we were misled at the beginning when he said hello. Yeah. Because they told us all we could talk about was the movie, and now he's saying, not that big of a deal. Yeah. So what exactly do we talk about if he won't talk about the movie? So now Bean is trying to almost just softball, just give mm-hmm. him anything yeah. to run with. Here you go. We're going to try a different way to talk about the movie, and maybe you can just join right in.
This film is getting great reviews. It's called While We're Young. It's in theaters now, and I guess it's just it's something that will be relatable to anybody who's ever realized, not even that they're the I'm the get off your lawn guy, but just that, wow, there are other adults who are coming up who are younger than different than I am, and I don't know how to feel about it. It's kind of a movie that I think it is relatable to all ages, don't you think, Adam?
I didn't hear what you were saying because I was talking, so I don't know what just happened.
All right.
Just agree with me.
I love this so much. I'm not going to lie to you.
Now... I was thinking about that as well. That was the longest question in the history of man next to beer mug.
It was.
How was he talking the whole time? Is that possible?
He wasn't. That's why at that point, I realized there's no way this is serious. I don't know what's happening.
And by the way, also at that point, I realized Allie is not here to help us. Allie is here to mock us.
Oh, she's a spectator in this particular situation.
Absolutely.
But
she's sitting on the sidelines.
I apologize. Valiant effort, Bean, because you tried every single time. Rein him back in. And I apologize to you. I just laughed.
Having said that, then Allie jumped in and so, okay, can't talk about the Beastie Boys, not going to talk about the movie, so what do you do for entertainment?
Yeah.
And that didn't go well.
What takes up your time when you just want to get away from it all?
I don't have much to get away from.
Okay. What do you do for entertainment?
I really love, you know what, if you're asking me seriously, like, what television programs I watch, I really love The Walking Dead. That's like my favorite thing in the whole world.
Same. Agreed.
Yeah. And I would like a casting person who's listening to this to sort of, you know, put me in a scene. I want to be like the guy from New York that shows up. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, hey, I brought bagels.
And then boom, down.
And then you get killed.
And then
we'll take your bagels, but you're gone, sir.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like it. All right, that's fine. So that was the other highlight.
See, at that point, too, you could hear him breaking a little bit. And I went back and listened to the interview.
Oh, yeah.
He broke a couple times and started kind of chuckling along because he knew at that point, all right, maybe.
And he was making us miserable on purpose.
Yeah, I need to then maybe go even more overboard.
Right. So he says he wants to be on The Walking Dead. So then Bean jumps back in and tries to get him to talk about, is this something you enjoy?
Adam, do you have the acting bug? Is this something you'd like to do a lot more of in the future?
What?
Would you like to do a lot more acting in the future, or is this kind of more like a one-time, hey, it'd be fun to hang out with friends kind of thing?
Well, I just announced publicly that I want to be cast on The Walking Dead.
On The Walking Dead, all right.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's the role I want.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm on the defensive.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to ask about the Beastie Boys, so I thought, here's a guy who's only in his 40s. What's he going to do for the rest of his life? Well, maybe acting is his thing. That was kind of what I was going for.
Absolutely.
So we're into like the second hour of talking to Ad Rock yesterday. And
not that anyone's still listening at this
point.
And
we're trying desperately just to get him to talk about something. And so then Bean starts again to go back to the movie. He talks about the music and the actors and what a great project it is.
Great score to the film, but done by James Murphy from LCD Sound System. And obviously our friend Adam Horowitz in the movie, Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts, Adam Driver, Adam Seyfried, Charles Grodin.
James Murphy owes me $100.
Okay. For what? Were you gambling?
He broke my refrigerator.
What are you?
All right.
Is this Adam Horowitz? Because I think something weird is happening.
And then we went on for about 45 minutes, and he described that the guy stayed at his house, and when he got there, his refrigerator didn't work.
15 years ago, he said.
Right, right.
15 years ago with interest is what he owes him.
Right. So that made me think, making that up. He just wanted to say something that's absurd.
Yes, yes.
Maybe.
Because then he chastised us when we said, well, how do you break your fridge? And he's like, you tell me.
How can you break a fridge?
He was here, and then it happened. It's math. Like, well, okay.
So then we finally said goodbye.
Adam, congratulations on the film. I hope our audience goes to see While We're Young. Nice to catch up with you. Thanks for the time.
See you around.
All right. You know what he's not going to do? He's not going to see us around. That's not going to happen. So that was yesterday's show.
Yeah.
I think it went well. I miss Ed Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 24 minutes after 6.
What about Al Pacino? How great is he?
All great.
Godfather movies, Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico, Son of a Woman, Heat, Scarface, Donnie Brasco, Angels in America. I mean, the resume on this guy. And he is doing something that's so awesome. I think I'd love to go see this, but it's only a 3-city UK tour where he is doing an evening with Al Pacino, where you go and you listen to him tell stories about his great showbiz career and show video clips and take questions from the audience. And I think this is something I've seen a lot of celebrities doing lately, is they're offering all sorts of upgrades. If you want to have a meet and greet with Al after the show, for instance, and get your picture taken, you can do that. If you want to hang out in Al Pacino's dressing room after the show for 20 minutes, you can do that. I mean, they're giving you all sorts of opportunities to spend more money to make more of your time with Al Pacino. But Kevin, tell us what Ralph was telling us yesterday about the ultimate upgrade for an Al Pacino fan.
You can fly with him to the next city on his private jet. So you meet him at the airport. And apparently it's you and Al, and you get on a plane,
wow,
a private plane, and he's trapped with you, and then you go to the next city.
You have a captive audience.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
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 I've never heard of that. I've never heard, come get on my plane. I've never heard that. It's a VIP package that includes the airplane ride in both directions and 3 nights at a luxury hotel and a ticket for the evening with Al Pacino. And it's coming up in May, and it's available right now. So we want to find out about this unusual arrangement. Like, who does this, even for his biggest fans? So we have the great Al Pacino Oscar, Emmy, and Tony winner on the phone with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. Pacino. How are you, sir?
Oh, Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
Ooh-ah.
Great to talk to you again. How you feeling?
Great to talk to you guys. How you doing today?
We're very good. Thank
doing
you.
Doing fine. So glad to hear it.
Talking about the evening with Al Pacino and some of the perks that you're offering your fans. This is really unusual.
Oh, yeah. Come fly with me, baby. Ooh-ah.
I don't think we've ever heard of any other celebrity doing this. What kind of plane is it? And how...
I'm in the plane right now, baby.
Oh wow.
Flying from New York to London.
Okay.
It's a beautiful plane. You're going to love it. Come fly with me. I promise I'll get you there safely. Ooh-ah.
Well, you're not actually
you're not flying it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're the pilot?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is your captain speaking. First, I'd like to welcome everyone on the Pacino Airlines Flight 86A. We're currently cruising at an altitude of 33,000 feet with an airspeed of 400 miles per hour. Weather looks good. With a tailwind on our side, we expect to land in London approximately 15 minutes ahead of schedule. Now, in a few moments, I'll be coming around to offer you a light snack and beverage. The in-flight movie will begin shortly after that. I'll talk to you again before we reach our destination. Wow.
Wait.
Wow. Wait, so you're the pilot and you're also going to serve them food?
I do it all, baby.
This is unbelievable. It doesn't sound safe, actually.
Well, look, you get Al Pacino or you get safe. You don't get both. You want safe?
Okay.
Go fly with De Niro.
Okay.
You mentioned an in-flight movie. Is it one of yours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two for the money. Damn, I love that movie.
Seems like one of your lesser-known roles.
You son of a bitch. I'll take you apart. I will... Hold on a second.
What happened?
Al, you okay?
Oh, I think we're going to crash. Hold on a second.
This
That's not
scary.
Working. No. Well, hold on a second.
You should focus on flying the plane and not making the announcement, maybe.
Is there a problem?
Omar, we're going down.
What? Wait, who's Omar?
My co-pilot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not Omar Khan, is it?
Yeah.
He's your co-pilot?
Well, he's on a no-fly list from everywhere else.
Right.
What are you... Omar, why is it not working?
I don't know.
I need a sound effect. Damn it. Oh, check.
Oh, that'll work. I think passengers can hear you.
Hello. Did we do it? Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen... We're going down.
You don't tell them.
Put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Oh, Ralph may not know, but I think we lost Al Pacino. Ralph, have you heard?
What? No.
Sounds like there might have been a plane crash. Yeah, sounds like there might have been a plane crash.
No.
Yeah, guy named Omar Khan got into the cockpit.
What? Well, figures. You don't fly with a guy named Omar Khan.
Should be the first rule of flying.
Exactly.
Hey, Coachella is fast approaching, kids. Kevin, you're going to be at the Coachella house, the K-Rock Coachella house tomorrow.
Can you imagine?
What?
What Monday is going to hold for us? Can you imagine?
It's going to be rough.
All good.
And we want you to be there, too. We're giving away tickets every hour on the hour from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Once again today, we're talking about sold-out Coachella passes, plus access to the K-Rock Coachella house, plus you're qualified to drive home in a new car, a 2015 turbocharged Fiat Abarth. The grand prize drawing is going to be tomorrow morning from the K-Rock Coachella house in the 7 o'clock hour, so definitely be listening for that.
Odd that we're going to be doing it out there because I don't believe the winner will be out there. We'll probably have to call them,
Make a phone call. Yeah, okay. You can be anywhere.
All right. Good.
Might be flying with Al Pacino for the winner.
Ralph, tell us about the rap song and how that came about.
It was as much of a surprise to me as it was to anyone else. I do a little show with my buddy, actor, director, writer Kevin Smith called Hollywood Babylon. By the way, we'll be at the Improv Friday night at 10 p.m. if you'd like to go.
I was shocked, Ralph, to find out just this week that you guys have done more than 200 episodes of Hollywood Babylon.
Yeah, it's coming up on, it'll be 5 years this summer we've been doing the show.
No kidding.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a real deal. So we get a lot of input and emails from the listeners. A lot of our show is driven by content that is sent to us by the listeners of the podcast as well as the live audience. So what we do is I comb through it each and every week and we present a lot of it. And someone sent me an email, said, I'm a big hardcore rap fan, and I listen to different sources of rap music from all over the world. And I was listening to some underground British rap from the UK, and I ran across a song that features a shout-out to you, to which Kevin Smith and I said, that's simply not possible.
An underground rap.
It's off an album called Stupid, Poignant, S word.
Okay.
By a duo named Lee Scott and Ill Informed. And they had a guest rapper on this one track named Brewman, who apparently is a, I've come to learn after the fact, is a fairly well-respected underground rapper in the
Brewman!
UK. Brewman!
Yeah.
And this is from October 2013 is when this album was released.
Okay.
And in the song, which is called Bassy Bat Rap, featuring Brewman, Brewman goes into a rap, and at the very tail end, what sounded like to us... Like he was saying, shout out, shout Ralph Garman, peace George Carlin, what? Sound like he was saying at the end of it. And so we listened to it over and over again during the Hollywood Babble. We said, could he be saying my name? Or is he saying something? Is he saying help in the garden? Is he saying something that sounds like it could possibly rhyme with my name and we're just mishearing him?
So this is not anybody that you're aware of. You don't know the group.
Accident. Just submitted by a listener who ran across it and said, you're not going to believe it. I was surprised to hear your name in a rap song, as you can imagine I was. And we're still not sure at this time when we're listening to it this past weekend whether it was real or not. But I'll let you be the judge.
I'm either nice or weird. I tend to spit fashion. I hate humans. And to follow me, sugar coated candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin. What?
Yeah, that's Ralph Garman.
Let me hear that again, please.
Just that one piece.
That's Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
I'm either nice or weird. Acting spear fashion. I hate humans. And the to follow me, sugar coated candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin. What?
What? Shout to Ralph Garman, peace to George Carlin.
So
what?
So two names were given there. George Carlin.
We get thrown together, yes.
And you.
Right.
Not bad.
Wow. And so we talked about it, and it turns out I've been in touch with Broom Man.
Okay. This is what I wanted to hear. This is awesome.
Via Twitter. And he is a 30-year-old white rapper out of the UK.
Uh-huh.
And he said, absolutely. He said, Garmy Strong, I'm a huge fan. And he said, I'm surprised that you ever heard about it. I never in a million years thought you'd ever catch wind of it. But it was just, I thought you guys belonged together in that rap. And it was an important statement to me. And I was happy to mention you. So, in those words.
So he did.
To that effect.
So he did it.
It was on purpose and it's real.
My
name is dropped in a rap song. And I could not be more pleased. Well, let's face it, it's not the first time it's happened, but it's always a nice surprise every time I hear.
Wait,
that's
the first time.
Go back.
That's the first time you've been in a rap song.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know, what are you talking about?
I have a huge following in the rap community. You know that.
You know what? That's when?
That strikes me as just
you
false.
You know what a big star I am amongst the rappers.
What are you talking about?
You're so white.
The rapper. First of all, I am way ghetto. I am totes urban.
You're saying this because now your name's in what rap song?
I am totes urban.
No one says
and,
that.
And the rappers and the MCs with the mics love me.
What are you talking
about?
And
when they spit mad rhymes, invariably my name will come up. It's like the third or fourth time this has happened to me.
What do you? You've never mentioned one time. I'm not aware of one other time.
I gave you a couple clips. Play one of the clips.
Sugar coated candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin.
Okay, that's the most recent one.
All right.
Okay. What about this one?
Sugar coated candy trucks.
All right. Don't playing that over.
I'm telling you, I'm playing them in order.
All right, here we go. That's the most.
Why
recent
is that other
one?
Three times? I don't know. Omar is really trying to bring down the entire show today.
I think because you could have played it in success, you didn't have to go back and start from the top all over again.
Be good information. Yeah. Here we go.
My name is
Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
How about that? How about that?
That's like that's really Eminem, though. Come on.
How about that?
Didn't sound even a little bit like Eminem.
It was him, so it should have sounded like him. And there's been other times, too.
What's the name?
Ralph Garman. That was a famous
that's
one.
That's clearly you singing.
That is insane. Why has that even happened?
A million times I've never heard that part of it before.
How would you... What? How about this one?
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no...
Ralph Garman.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no...
Ralph Garman. How about that time? When that happened?
That didn't happen,
the
Ralph.
Rappers love me, first of all.
Yes, okay. They do.
And
all right.
Yo, shout out to my boy Broom Man for all the mad props, yo.
What? What's happening?
I'm even nice or weird, acting spear fashion. I hate humans and the needs of parliament. Sugar-coated candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin.
Yeah. What?
Is it possible that he wanted to say George Carlin and that your name was the only one that rhymed with Carlin?
Look, whatever you need to make yourself feel better, not in a rap song, guy. Whatever you need.
I'm not in a rap song.
Whatever you need.
That's very true.
Whatever. Whatever reason you need to find to try to put me down to make yourself feel a little bit higher. That's okay. I'm all right with that, Kevin.
Good.
I'm there for you, man.
I'm glad because that's all I got.
Climb up because I have broad shoulders. I can carry you. Don't worry about it. Get on top. I'm good. I got you. What?
Hey, 653, we need to hear from pet psychics or people who have used pet psychics. That's going to be the topic just after the top of the hour here, so you can give us a call. Is it okay if they call? Can I say that?
Do we have a giveaway?
No.
Go.
No.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to give us a call in the next few minutes, 1-800-520-1067. We do want to talk about pet psychics because Ralph had a story earlier this morning about a celebrity who's using one, and we'll explain coming up. First, though, time for the other showbiz news. What's going on?
Well, you'll be happy to know if you are a fan of American Horror Story that Hotel, the next season of that very popular show on the FX, will once again feature Kathy Bates. She's coming back to the cast again. She was on the show for the last two seasons with Coven, for which she won an Emmy, and Freak Show. So she will be back along with Lady Gaga and Matt Bomer and Cheyenne Jackson, Chloe Sevigny, Wes Bentley. Jessica Lange, however, will not be featured on
the
show. Oh,
really? Yeah. Hasn't she been at all?
She has up to this point.
Wow.
This is the first season she won't be involved with, but she has said she's going to take a little break. Maybe back for the next one, if there is a next one. But Kathy Bates will be back, so that's good news. I love how they use sort of the same rep company of players.
I do too.
And bring in new people, but sort of keep the same core cast.
That's a well-done show.
It's very cool to be able to recreate a show each and every season. Have you seen, you've seen these ads, right, with Rob Lowe and his other half, whatever,
sure.
Whether it's Painfully Awkward Rob Lowe or Creepy Rob Lowe or Hairy Rob Lowe. I love those commercials.
They're pretty good.
You know who doesn't love those commercials? Comcast. Commercials, of course, are for DirecTV.
Right.
And he says, don't be like cable using Rob Lowe. The guy who's the loser is always the guy who's got cable.
Right.
Well, Comcast is cheesed off about those ads. And so they have complained to the National Advertising Division and the Council of Better Business Bureaus that there's not truth in their advertising. Apparently they make some claims like DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction over all cable TV providers. And DirecTV is ranked higher than cable over 10 years in that same category. And they saying that those claims are not necessarily true. They couldn't attack them for the comedy of it and how they're getting slammed. So they went after the picayune minutiae of the factual elements of that commercial. And apparently, both of those councils agreed with Comcast. And now those commercials have been pulled.
No.
Oh, how about that? So we won't get to see funny Rob Lowe anymore.
Huh.
Who I love. I love Rob Lowe and those commercials especially.
But it seems like they could take those parts out and still have a great commercial with Rob Lowe.
I think so, too. But maybe we'll see them. Maybe we'll see them come back in a new form. But for now, they have been pulled.
Hmm.
Maybe they'll come back with I'm Rob Lowe, and this is bitching about the commercials, Rob Lowe. And then they'll just start slapping down Comcast all over again, which would be awesome. Will Forte's comedy, Last Man on Earth, has been approved for a second season by the folks at Fox. That show gets around 4.4 million viewers an episode.
No kidding.
It's a big hit for Fox.
I've heard good things
about it.
So that'll
be back. And just yesterday, we were talking about how Disney is sort of cannibalizing its catalog of animated classics by making live-action remakes of all of their animated films.
But hugely successful.
Yes.
I mean, every single one.
They've just announced a live-action Pinocchio is in the works. Pinocchio first rolled out in 1940. Legendary story of the little boy who wanted to be real. And they have hired a writer, apparently, to flesh out a script that will be all about the marionette carved from wood who has a lying problem. Interestingly enough, Guillermo del Toro, the director, is also working on a competing Pinocchio film.
How does this happen?
That will be made from stop-motion animation. So it looks like we're going to have two Pinocchio films in our future. I don't know if we need one, but we'll have two.
All right.
And speaking of films, Pee-wee's Big Holiday is coming to Netflix. Can't wait for the new Pee-wee Herman movie. He's just added a cast member, Joe Manganiello.
That's the dude from True Blood, right?
Can never say this dude's name.
It's impossible.
He's the big
Manganiello.
Is it a hard G? A soft G?
Manganiello.
I think that's it. I think that's it right there.
Joe Manganiello.
Yep, that's nailed it.
From Magic Mike, of course, and True Blood. He will be added to the cast. Pee-wee said to Deadline.com, I'm so glad we're finally going to be able to work together. This totally makes up for my being cut out of Magic Mike and Magic Mike 2. So.
I'm a stripper!
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Elle Fanning is 17 years old today. Kristen Stewart turns 25. Leighton Meester is 29. Jay Baruchel celebrates his 33rd birthday. Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, he's 35. Gerard Way celebrates his 38th birthday today. Is Mike Kemp still a thing? Are they still working?
No, they broke up, and he put out a solo album.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was. He came by and visited the set of Yoga Hosers while we were making that.
Really?
The new Kevin Smith movie. He and Kevin are friends, and he did the song, the closing, the credits song for Tusk, Kevin's prior film. So we came by the set, and we had a chance to chat and talk, and just what a nice, smart, funny, cool guy.
He's a good dude.
Gerard celebrates his 38th birthday. Dennis Quaid is 61 years old today. Boy, he looks great for 61. That's kind of cheesing me off, quite frankly. Although I don't think he's in a rap song.
Well?
I don't think. Yo, shout to Dennis Quaid? No, I don't think so. Hugh Hefner, Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, celebrates his 89th birthday today. How's he going to celebrate? I don't know, but I hope he finds his teeth first. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Olaf from Frozen, actor Josh Gad, joins us in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes right now, right ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Dr. Drew on the program today, and Jim Rome on the program today. And we've got your tickets for Coachella at 9 a.m. That's all coming up on K-Rock.
Ralph, tell us the Tadolf Swindler story, if you don't mind.
Well, it's been quite the week that was for Tadolf Swindler. First, she has now got a jar, a curse jar, in her home. If you use profanity around her cats, you will be fined. She doesn't like people cursing around her cats. You'll be fined $1 to $5, depending on the curse, and all that money will go towards an animal rescue, which is a good reason to raise money. But it's lame if you're protecting your cats from profanity.
Yeah, what's the damage if your cats hear a swear word?
I don't know.
They'll start using it, Dean.
Right.
It's none. It's
not an
none,
example,
right?
You want to give to Meredith Grey and Olivia Benson. So then
is a crazy cat person.
I mean, I know she's only 25, but when it comes to her cat, she does act like a 50-year-old unmarried for life woman.
Or a 7-year-old. She's got that's one in the spectrum of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has apparently enlisted she's hired the services of, enlisted the aid of a pet psychic, because she tells friends she needs to know what's going on inside the mind of her cats.
Here's what's going on in the mind of a cat. F you, I'm going to sit here.
Right.
That's it.
Give me my whisker lickens.
There's that.
And I'm going to scratch myself in a place where you can't reach.
And F you.
Right.
Here's the quote from a Taylor Swift source, according to the National Enquirer. Taylor wants so very much to know what her cats are thinking and feeling, so now she has weekly visits with a New York pet psychic, a woman who claims she can talk to cats and find out their wants and needs and feelings. The psychic acts as kind of an interpreter, letting Taylor send her cats direct messages to assure and comfort them, letting them know how much they are loved.
Do you think that pet psychic ever says, what's it, Meredith?
Yeah.
Meredith Grey.
And Olivia.
Not a fan of yours. She does not like you.
She does. She's
nah, hates your music.
Thinks your new music blows. The new album is not good. She prefers your country stuff.
It's total scam, right?
Yeah.
Pet psychics. They're a thing.
Hey, Kevin, people can't talk to cats psychically. That's what I found to be true. Are we done with this segment now?
We're not.
Oh, okay.
Because I guarantee there's somebody listening who either has a friend or a parent or yourself.
Oh, and please call if that's you.
And you believe that a pet psychic exists and maybe can translate what your pet is thinking for you?
Let's have a conversation about that if that's you. Please call
us. Yes, we definitely want to hear from you. If you have any experience at all with a pet psychic or are a pet psychic,
especially if you are, then yeah. come down. Don't even call. Just come right down here to the studio because we want to hear from you
at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, we're talking about pet psychics. All of those same things can be said about human psychics as well. Right?
How dare you, sir? No, I'm going to have a seance right now.
I mean, I doubt human psychics as well, but seriously, a pet psychic. I mean, isn't that a whole nother step of crazy?
Yes, I think the it's an easier leap to make that people who can converse and share thoughts and feelings verbally can connect beyond the veil of death in that way. That's an easier leap to make than it is to say a cat somehow can psychically connect with you and express their thoughts and feelings in some sort of way that we would even understand. To think that humans would even be able to read the thoughts of a completely different species is the height of arrogance.
Ralph, that's why we need the psychic. They need to interpret what's being said for the humans.
I got you.
All right, here's one of the Los Angeles pet psychics that I found online with some very good Yelp reviews, by the way.
Sure.
This is Amanda. She is an animal communicator.
Okay.
She has been featured on Animal Planet, MSN, and other media outlets. Amanda can help you discover what your animal is thinking and feeling, work through behavior issues, resolve fear or aggression problems with your animal, discuss physical ailments with your animal to manage pain, help animals in the same household to get along better, assist with animals facing death to see if they are ready to pass. By the way, do animals have any concept of death?
Nope. They think they're alive until they're not.
Right.
That's what animals do.
They're not putting out
God
a signal that's like, I'm ready now?
Oh, crap. I only have a couple weeks left. I better get my affairs in order. Let me write up my dog will. Get me a dog lawyer. You have a dog psychic? Are there any dog lawyers? Get me a dog lawyer, says Fido.
Amanda could ask animals in spirit where they are or if they want to reincarnate.
Oh, hold on. Time out. She can talk to ghost animals, too?
Yes, she can.
Not
she
just
can
the talk- live ones?
They don't have
that's
to be alive,
right.
Ralph.
I want to meet Amanda and kiss her square in the mouth.
She can deepen the bond between you and your animal companion. She can teach you how to hear your own pet. She teaches classes on animal communication, it says here.
Nope.
Here's a Yelp review from Jennifer. In Stevenson Ranch, I wish I could give Amanda more than 5 stars.
Me too.
When I first heard about the wonderful gift she had, I was a little unsure. However, my doubts were completely wrong. She's an amazing animal communicator. I have taken several of her classes, which have taught me to tune into my spiritual side. I enjoy learning from her and strengthening my gift as well. She gives you such a great experience to share with your animals and helps you understand them better. I will continue to go to her classes as well as sessions. Thank you, Amanda, for opening my eyes, mind, and spirit,
yes.
She says.
Here's the thing. If she's not hurting anyone and she's truly letting these animal lovers believe that now they are more in tune with their animals, what's wrong with it?
Is she charging them money?
If she offers her services for free, then I completely agree with you.
Otherwise scam.
It's fraud.
I don't know.
Scam and fraud.
You do know.
No, I think she's making people better.
But how is it not fraud? But how is it not fraud, Allie?
You don't even believe that. You started laughing at the end of that. That's fraud.
It could be fraud, but
she's selling something she can't do.
This is Bean. No one loves animals and wants to be connected with animals more than Bean. Bean would like to crawl inside an animal and live inside of it if he could. But even he knows this is BS.
Well, the same could be said for religion. I mean, you're...
And I often do.
Okay. if it makes you feel better and you're not harming anyone, give her $20.
But most religions don't charge you to get through the door.
I don't believe that to be true.
Well. If there's somebody that can actually talk to your pets, you should give them more than $20.
Yes.
That's a pretty low rent.
They should get all the money.
You can actually talk to my pet.
If you can talk to animals, you can run the country, I think. Because how great would it be if we had the animals behind us? Let's go to Iraq. Let's go to the Middle East with all our animals in tow and just F some people up.
USA! USA! USA!
Animal army! That's what we need. Animal armies. Jennifer, Amanda, get on it. Let's get some animal armies going. I want camels and wolves fighting side by side with lions and turtles. I want just giant masses of animal armies coming over a hillside to take over.
I don't feel like a turtle would be a very good warrior.
They could bring up the rear.
Maybe
like
not
the
one,
medics.
But
be the medics of the animal army. This is awesome. Look at the power. If we can just control the animals. Amanda, Jennifer, where are you?
Hey, we got some great calls on the line. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to some folks who have used animal psychics and find out how that's going. Let's start with Carolyn. She's in Long Beach. She's on line 3.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hello.
Don't believe, so just know that going in.
Okay. This is what happened, is my beloved cat, and I have to preface this, this is like 20 years ago, so I was 25, right?
Okay.
Okay.
He went missing, and I loved him, and I saw in the paper that this pet psychic helped this lady find her dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I tracked her down and had her help me find my cat.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
I know.
How did the psychic help you, Carolyn, find your cat?
Did she say, hey, your cat is at the intersection of?
Your cat's under that dumpster behind your building.
No, it's so, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. But no, because I paid her and everything.
Right. How much did you pay her?
I'm not telling.
Come on. How much did you pay her?
That means it was way more than she's willing to admit.
What did you pay her? Seriously.
Well, it was $100.
Okay. $100. Right. And then what happened?
$100. Okay, so she did this funky card reading, and she did tell me.
She had to go to a deck of cards to figure out where your pet was?
And they were baseball cards, which is even weirder.
Couldn't she just talk to your cat and say, where are you?
Well, that's what I was hoping for. I had to bring her, like, one of his little blankets. Oh, my gosh, the mockery.
Wow.
Like a little something from him.
Okay,
then
she went to the cards.
And so she went to the cards, and she told me that somebody actually tried to get rid of my cat. And that part ended up being completely true. It was my landlord that did try to get rid of my cat. But where she directed me was, like, across the wrong part of the city to find him. She told me he was, like, in a different part, but yeah. I found him somewhere else.
Castle. So you found your cat on your own. True. Did you find your cat on your own?
Maybe.
In a different place than the pet psychic
told you. On a different side of the city.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you go back and beat the snot out of that psychic?
No.
Well, then you're a fool, Carolyn.
Well, I was a fool to even do it.
Yeah. So never tell anyone that story again.
$100.
You're the best. Thank you for calling.
And being honest.
Thank you.
All right. We got some more people on hold. 1-800-520-1067. Pet Psychic. And then it goes on like that for about another 30 seconds or whatever. You know the gist.
Right. You know the story.
Yeah. We're talking about pet psychics.
Pet psychics!
talking about pet psychics at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph reported the National Enquirer says Taylor Swift has hired herself a pet psychic so she can better understand and communicate with her cats. And it turns out a bunch of our listeners have been down that road as well. We got some good ones here. Let's go to Shannon real quick in Torrance up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's on line 5 and she joins us now.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey there. How are you?
Good, thank you. Pet psychic?
Pet psychic. How did that happen?
The first time I went, I was really young. God, I think I was, maybe 22. Mm-hmm. And I had an ailing dog. Her name was Shiva. She was a Doberman. Mm-hmm. And she was I think she was like 12 when I took her in. Oh. And she just seemed like she was getting kind of old and kind of slow. And so I went and I was like, oh, where do I go? And so I went to the Psychic Guy bookstore on Pacific Coast Highway in Torrance or Redondo. I'm not really quite sure what city it's in.
Right.
And I just kind of walked in because one of my friends is a psychic. She's a card reader. And she's like, you know, I used to work there. Go there. There's a really good girl that, you know, reads animals. So I was like, okay, let's see what she's got to say. I was kind of curious.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let me stop you there for 1 second, Janet. What were you hoping for or expecting to hear from the pet psychic about your dog who you already knew was 12 and nearing the end of life?
I wanted to know if it was one of those things that I was selfishly keeping her around or if she was really, you know, kind of still stoked on life and had some more kick in her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What happened?
Okay. And I'm sure the psychic told you that she was ready to go.
Actually, it was quite the opposite, young man.
What? Oh, really? What a surprise.
Why, you mean didn't suggest putting her down?
Wait, she told you what you wanted to hear?
No, yes, I guess.
That's insane.
After she took your money?
What are the odds? Now, you said the first time. So you go to her. Yes. What does she say? I'm happy. You took me.
This old dog couldn't be happier.
Yeah, basically, that's what she said.
All right. Now, that was the...
Loves the beach. Loves to go skating. She loves to go roller skating. Like, how would she know that the dog likes to go roller skating?
Hey, you're the one that paid for it. Don't mark us.
I actually didn't pay for it, so let that go.
All right.
The two times I have gone, neither time I've ever given them a dollar.
Well, this is free?
So that was a good thing.
Well, then, then you've lost nothing.
All right, so the second time.
Said your dog wanted to go ice skating. That would be cool.
hey, if I had a husky, it would be understandable.
That's right.
Second time, roughly the same?
Second time, no. Actually, the second time I was dealing with a 19-year-old dog, a full bre-
Hey,
full
get a puppy, Jenna!
7-year-old dog, right? But no, hey, this was years later.
Okay.
40-something, let it go. So 20-some-odd years later, I have a very, very dear friend, Shannon Leishner, who is a gifted clairvoyant.
Oh, boy.
And she was at my house one day, and I was like, hey, can you check in with Lakota? Because I already knew the answer, and I was planning on putting her down the next morning anyway. But I just love her.
You're looking for a reprieve?
I just wanted permission.
and she told me exactly what I wanted to hear, which was, yes, she loves you, she's ready to go, but she will not go on her own.
The dog is begging for sweet death.
Wait, you said that's lame? I have a lazy dog.
That's what I thought.
My dog doesn't want to end it.
On her own?
Dog's a pussy.
All right, so pet psychics, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
I think thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right.
I'm sure you do, Shannon. We love you.
All right, thank you for calling.
We love you.
Thank you for the call.
Take your dog skating.
All right, let's talk to Heidi in Los Angeles. She went to a pet psychic because she thought her cat was depressed, you guys, because you know how genuinely joyful cats usually are.
Dude, they just start listening to Morrissey. Things are bad, right. I get it.
Smoking a lot of dope, just playing video games, smoking up the couch.
Heidi.
I don't believe it was my friend. It was my friend.
Oh, your friend did this.
No,
okay, in quotes.
My friend is a retard. Let me tell. I'll start off with that. Couldn't pay her cell phone bill. She was having a hard time, but was so worried because her cat was depressed. Long story short, paid $100 to go to the pet psychic. And the pet psychic said, your cat wants to spend some time outside. So she bought a leash for the cat and started walking him outside.
Mm-hmm. And?
And second time she went, $100, and then the cat psychic said, that the cat wanted more wet food. That's why it was depressed.
Oh, my God.
What a racket.
But check in with me in a week, I'm sure she said.
I'll have some more good ideas.
That can change.
Only cost $100.
The cat wants tap dancing lessons.
I couldn't talk to my friend for a week, though, because her phone got disconnected because she'd rather pay for that.
Well.
So it's $200 in a month. But, yeah, so then she ended up taking her dog. Of course, because the dog was bigger, she charged her $150.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But yeah, so she did that. The dog actually wanted to have a more cushioned bed, so she ended up spending like $50 on a bigger bed for the dog.
Your friend is a sucker.
Well, wait, did the psychic also work at a store where you could buy these things?
No, I feel like that's what it was, because it's like, hey, go buy a leash.
Yeah,
hey, go buy
right?
Food.
That's a racket.
Yeah.
There should be somebody in the center of PetSmart. It just has a counter. It's
just like,
psychic. Please come by. Wow, I think your dog wants what's on sale over on aisle 4 right now.
Yeah, I told her if she goes again not to tell me because I kind of,
I think it's kind of dumb.
Sorry, thumbs down. Two thumbs down.
Wow. All right, thank you, Heidi. I think we'll have to leave it there. Well done. We'll talk to our friend Jim Rome about sports coming up in about 20 minutes. By the way, Kevin, I know you're not a baseball guy. I know your mind is only on hockey right now.
Yep.
But Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers has hit 5 home runs in the first 3 games of the season.
If he can keep that up.
Right?
That's going to be amazing.
Exactly. Hey, if you ever wondered what it would be like to have the voice of Olaf from the Frozen movie say incredibly offensive and rude things to a comedy legend, then have we got a show for you. It is called The Comedians, Billy Crystal, along with Josh Gad, who joins us on the phone right now on K-Rock. Hey, Josh, how are you, man?
I am doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
It's
great to have you on. You know, speaking of sports, which we were mentioning right before you came on, our friend Allie here in the studio told us that you are a Dolphins fan. True or false?
That is unfortunately very true.
How did that happen?
Well, it happened by virtue of the fact that I was born in South Florida against my wishes.
Right. You made your wishes known, though, before you were born, or no?
I did. I made my wishes known in the great beyond.
All right.
And then I was plucked down there by a large bird, and I'm very sad that was my destiny.
Yeah. Well, it's such a burden to carry through your life.
I will tell you this. Even though the Dolphins have not had much success in my lifetime. Really wonderful about the legacy of still being the only undefeated team in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, but you're going back like 40 years.
It's all he has, Kevin.
All right.
Let him have it.
All right.
Okay, at least I have a team in South Florida. Trust me, if I live in L.A. now. If I had a team to root for here, I would root for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I always wondered that because I'm a Cardinals fan. I'm from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And if a team came here, I don't think I would be able to change.
I think you're stuck. I think you're stuck with the Dolphins no matter what it sounds like.
Unfortunately, it gets worse than just being a Dolphins fan. I'm also a Marlins fan. I've tried to sort of make the switch because I've got two daughters now and I want to take them to Dodger games. You can't shake the fact that that's all you know. That's all you've ever known. So
give it time, Josh. Give it time.
But I actually really like our off-season moves. I actually really think that Ndamukong Suh and some of the other guys that we've gotten and getting rid of Wallace, although it's the only deep threat we had, I think things are going to work out.
Well, I mean, look, we feel for anyone who's a Dolphins fan. I hope that one day it happens. I mean, they always talk about the parity in the NFL and that eventually everybody's going to make the playoffs. If you can live long enough, Josh, maybe you might see it in your lifetime.
That's why I started a very hardcore diet. I really, really, really want to prolong my life because I feel like it's going to happen in about 20
That's what it takes. All right, let's talk comedians. Very clever show and a surprising show because I know that you weren't crazy about going back to TV, and Billy Crystal, for God's sakes, hasn't done TV in 40 years or something like that, but there was magic in this script that made you both want to do it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, I really had no intention of going back to TV at all. And I was performing at a benefit honoring Billy Crystal, which I joke is the only way you actually get to meet Billy Crystal. And he said, I'm working on this new show that's based on a Swedish show called The Comedians. And it's about this generational gap between a young comic and an older comic. And I think that, you know, it might be something you want to take a look at. And so I sort of reluctantly looked at the episodes of the Swedish show, and I immediately thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I signed on, and the opportunity to work with a legend in the form of Billy Crystal is not only a dream come true, but a masterclass in comedy. I mean, I grew up watching him in Princess Bride, City Slickers, hosting the Oscars, Comic Relief. So I've always admired him and looked up to him.
I like that when Billy Crystal said to you, you should take a look at this, you were like, I don't know. I'm going to watch the other version first, and I'll get back to you.
That's the way you always have to play it.
I see. Okay.
You can't let Billy Crystal know that you're really interested because he'll take advantage of that.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you
got
to play hard to get.
I slow rolled it.
So, Josh, I think this is a fascinating concept for a TV show, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like this dynamic, particularly as it revolves around comedy between the younger and the older comedian. Do you think there is a fundamental difference in the point of view between a 30-year-old comedian and a 60-year-old comedian, or is funny just funny?
I think there's a fundamental difference in a point of view between a 30-year-old and a 60-year-old, period. I mean, you see it over and over again in any work environment, and there are just those key things that the separation of, you know, their respective eras creates. In comedy in general, look, I happen to have a lot more in common with the real Billy Crystal than my character does on the show. And I think that funny is funny. I was watching the Saturday Night Live 40th Perspective show.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the retrospective show, rather, and I'm watching these sketches from the 70s that are still making me laugh out loud. You know, whether it's the samurai sketches that Belushi did or whether it's the Gilda stuff. The fact that that stuff is now 40 years old and still works speaks to the truth in comedy. And when comedy is funny, regardless of when it's from or how it's done, people will still laugh.
Explain to people, the comedians debuts tonight on FX at 10 o'clock. Explain to people how you play you and Billy plays him, and how does that work out? What's the interaction?
So when we first signed on, you know, we had this decision to make. Are we going to play characters playing these guys, or are we just going to own our own sort of comedic legacies? Billy's is obviously a lot richer than my own, but are we going to own that? And we made the decision that, you know, if we're going to do it, let's do it right and let's actually own that. But in so doing that, to create conflict, we sort of have to expand and create this meta heightened version of our personalities. And so I would say that there's about 8 to 10% that I actually have in common with the version that I portray on the show. In real life, I'm married. I've got two kids. I'm whipped, as they say. on the show, I'm sort of just the most irresponsible version of this guy imaginable. And I don't really get or understand Billy. And Billy on the show is a lot... He's got a lot more neuroses than I think he does in real life, and he's always kind of looking over his shoulder, and he's always scared about and jealous of you know, this other guy. So we both sort of dipped into that proverbial well and imagined, you know, what people's projections of us were, and then dissected that and blew it up.
Well, we have a clip from the show, from the premiere tonight of The Comedians on FX, and this is going to give you a great idea of what the show is like, because you guys are meeting up for the first time to talk about working together. And, of course, you've had this tremendous success in real life and carried over on the show on the Book of Mormon, and you're talking to Billy about, oh, dude, you got to do Broadway, and it's very funny.
You, sir, have got to do it. You've got to try Broadway. You would get the bug. It is so much fun.
I did Broadway with my one-man show. 700 Sundays, we won a Tony, and it's pretty much one of the highest-grossing non-musicals in Broadway history.
No, congratulations. What was it about?
It's the story that my dad died when I was 15.
Wow, that sounds so powerful.
Josh, you're such a dick.
Oh, you're horrible in this. You're a horrible human being.
My character thought he was kidding. It's Billy Crystal.
Right, right. But here's my question. I got to watch a couple episodes, and I won't give anything away, but there's a scene at the grocery store that I thought, this cannot be scripted. They have to be riffing with each other. How much of it are you guys improvising?
Well, the beauty about working on this series is 9 of the 13 episodes are directed by Larry Charles, who, of course, is the mastermind behind Borat and Bruno and Curb Your Enthusiasm and was one of the writers on Seinfeld. So he has this enormous legacy that stems from creating awkward situations out of improv. So he sort of forced us into this situation to really explore scenes long after their expiration date and just kept the cameras rolling. And I would say that 90% of the stuff that we do, especially in that episode, was just created on the go.
90%? Wow.
How much of it is real in terms of what you had to do to get to the grocery store?
Billy Crystal and I, in real life, have never gotten high together. That
Dang
is not, that not presented itself as much as I would welcome it.
Sure.
You know, of course, medicinal marijuana only, if sure. there are authorities listening.
Sure. Right.
That was all kind of scripted. And the idea for that show about these two guys being nominated for the same, in the same category for a random kids award actually came out of a real event where Billy and I were both nominated for, I think, an Annie Award, which is an animated recognition for Billy's performance in Monsters University and my performance as Olaf in Frozen. And when that happened, we immediately said, oh, my God, this has to be an episode.
Absolutely.
That is funny. Well, the show is terrific, and it's like nothing else you've seen on television. It is called The Comedians, and it's on FX tonight right before Louis. So big night over there on FX. Josh, I'm glad we got a chance to spend a few minutes with you. Come in and see us sometime, man.
I would absolutely love that. Love the show, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Go Dolphins.
Go Fins.
Nope.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
How about a pair of passes to the world premiere of Avengers Age of Ultron? We've got them for you next hour, plus a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, and we'll talk sports with Jim Rome. Now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
I didn't mention it because I didn't know how many people would know or care. But I've been getting a lot of emails from people saying, hey, you didn't mention him. So I just want to talk about, real quickly, the passing of one of the great character actors of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like a five-decade career. His actor's name was Jeffrey Lewis. And he has passed away at the age of 79. I loved this guy. He worked with Clint Eastwood a ton. Eastwood loved him and put him in movies like High Plains Drifter and Every Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way You Can. He was a co-star in those films. And He was a super talented actor, good guy by all accounts, had 10 kids.
Wow.
Several of them also followed him into acting, including Juliette Lewis was his daughter. Oh. And he has passed away at the age of 79, but a very talented guy and good man. Nice guy. Shailene Woodley, our favorite hippie, she's back. She has tips often for ladies on how to live their lives.
She does.
Whether it's rinsing your teeth with oil or...
It's good advice.
Showing your vagina to the sun. Uh-huh. Now she says, natural beauty tip. Put down the lipstick, ladies. Instead, pick up the Beats.
By Dre?
No.
No.
By nature.
Okay.
Take a beet and rub it on your lips, and you'll get that wonderful color that you want from lipstick, but you'll get it naturally from a beet. So just suck on a beet, ladies. Just suck a beet.
That seems like it's more trouble than it's worth.
Oh, Kevin.
No?
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Because, well, you do have to roast the beet first, she says.
Okay.
Beets are amazing. If you roast them, you get a better lipstick. They're not as potent and don't stain the same way as if they're raw. So I roast them first, then just dab a little of the juice on my lips with my finger. I'm sorry, is this Little House on the Prairie? Do we live in the 1700s? Are you Laura Ingalls? Do you just rub clay on your cheeks for blush as well?
Go That's down bush.
Go down the river and beat your clothes against the rock? What's happening? What? Where's Shailene Woodley living? Does she live in a lean-to up in Laurel Canyon? Does she live in a cave somewhere? She's using beets for makeup? Someone get this woman a wallet and a credit card. Confused.
Show her where the save-on is.
Man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Rub bees on your lips to get that helpful swelling. Don't use Botox. Have a venomous spider bite your face. What's going on? Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 2.
Yes.
This fall.
Can't wait. Part 1 was all set up for Part 2.
So yeah. This is the big payoff.
Yeah.
Lionsgate is looking forward to that release. They've also announced they're working on a movie based on Homer's classic poem, The Odyssey. Which many
Homer
of us
Simpson?
Were forced to read in high school. No, Kevin. Homer... The Iliad, The Odyssey, Ulysses, any of this ringing a bell?
Hmm.
You were an English major!
Yeah, but not much did I study. Let's be honest.
It's about Ulysses' 10-year journey home from the Trojan Wars. That's going to be a movie.
Okay.
Did they learn nothing from Exodus and all the other movies where guys wear sandals and dresses that no one's interested? And a lot of people are upset. They've just announced they're remaking the movie She's All That. This movie holds a place of importance in the heart of a lot of people. She's All That starred Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. She was a dorky art student, and he was a popular jock. And then he accepts a bet to make her the prom queen, and he's got to turn her around from hapless nerd, geek, loser... to stunning, beautiful prom queen. Can it happen? Can he do it? She's got glasses on. How can she be beautiful? She's wearing glasses. And she paints pictures. There's no way she can be beautiful. And then it turns out...
Is her hair up,
take
too?
Take her glasses off. Suddenly, she's Rachel Lee Cook. How did that happen? Anyway, they're remaking this movie, and a lot of people are upset because they love this film. I enjoyed it, too, actually, back in the day. It's 15 years old.
They're not erasing it, though, right?
No, no.
Okay.
Right. Freddie Prinze Jr., one of the stars, tweeted upon the news, tough for writers with original scripts. Yeah, that's true. But we get She's All That. Hmm. Rachel Lee Cook just had a baby, by the way, yesterday, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Weren't you just asking yesterday?
I was just
talking
about it. I read this news in the office yesterday. I said, I love Rachel Lee Cook. Whatever happened to Rachel Lee Cook? And then someone told me she was on a TV show with Eric McCormick.
Perception.
Yeah. That didn't exist. Go ahead.
And I had never heard of that. I wasn't aware of that. And then Dave King Mexico yesterday said she just had a baby. So there's a lot of Rachel Lee Cook in the news.
All right.
I wonder if she still wears those glasses. What? Look at it. Look how beautiful she is now. People said in that movie. Today's celebrity birthdays. Elle Fanning is 17 years old today. Kristen Stewart is 25. Leighton Meester turns 29. Jay Baruchel is 33 years old. Albert Hammond Jr. is 35. From the Strokes, of course. Gerard Way is 38. Dennis Quaid turned 61. Hugh Hefner, Playboy founder, is 89 years old today. Hey, reminder, Friday night, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I return to the stage at the Improv on Melrose with Hollywood Babylon. Love to have you come out and join us. You can go to improv.com for more information and more tickets. Don't listen to that guy over there.
No!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I always look forward to our visit with Jim Rome on Thursday mornings here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can hear 3 full hours of Romy on The Beast, 980 a.m. from 9 until noon and all across this great land of ours. You can also see the Jim Rome TV show on CBS Sports Network at 3 and Jim Rome on Showtime every month. Mr. Rome, how are you, sir?
Kevin Bean, what's up, guys? How are you?
We are good. Doing great. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. I just, you know, this is the first week of baseball season. We haven't talked much baseball with you. The sport is in a lot of trouble. They've got a new commissioner this year. What do you think the chances are of getting baseball kind of back in people's hearts? Because I feel like they've kind of lost their way the last few years. What do you think?
Yeah, it's never going to be the way it used to be. You know, that whole rap about how it's America's national pastime. Garbage. That's not what that is. Hey, look, baseball's just not cool. If you're a seam head and you like it, it's fine. But it's never going to be as cool as some other things like the NFL, MMAs. Come on. It's just, and I'm not here to hate. I like baseball. I love going to the game. But it's long and it's boring and it's slow. And if you're a Cubs fan, you have to urinate into cups. So how are you going to fix that?
What happened with that? It was opening day in Chicago, right?
That is so awesome. The Cubs have turned America's largest outdoor bar into the world's nastiest outhouse. Imagine them dropping this bitchin' new Jumbotron, but they don't have functioning toilets. And you gotta love the fix. Beer cups to urinate into and porta-potties. Trust me, a beard-up Cubs fan drinking his 12th Old Style would rather use an empty cup than step into one of those hellholes. You know those blue bags that people bring with their dogs when they're walking them around the neighborhood?
Yep,
they're
sure.
Bringing them to the ballpark for themselves now.
You know, the saddest thing about that, and I know every game won't be a sellout there at Wrigley Field, so maybe they won't have to deal with quite as many people the rest of the week, but they're saying that this bathroom situation will not be repaired for like a month or something like that. They're going to be dealing with this for every home Cubs game.
Guys, not like a month, actually a month. They're saying that the restrooms are not going to be ready until May 11th. That's more than a month away. By then, they'll be 8 games out. I mean, the only thing worse than having to use a ballpark restroom is a ballpark not having a restroom. Porta potties.
I do appreciate, though, all of the fans that took pictures and put them on Twitter and everything else.
Stay classy.
That was something else. One more baseball note, and that is, you know, I mentioned the new commissioner and some of the new rules that went into effect for the season. It seems like so far, we're only 3 days in, but it seems like they haven't been effective in speeding up the game. I think the average length of a baseball game this season compared to last is like 20 minutes shorter. That's got to help, though, right?
It's got to help. But at the same time, the thing about baseball is I've never been one of those guys that put a clock on baseball. You know, I'm not looking at my watch. If you don't want to be there, just leave. Understand that it's going to be a long game, but that's kind of the charm. You go there, it's the summer, you're with your kids, you're with your family, you're outside, it's beautiful. I'm not one of those guys tripping on, oh, the game is 4 minutes longer now than it used to be. They're trying, and I'm open to these new things, but I think it's really overrated. I mean, you know what you get, right? You go to a baseball game, you're going to be there a couple hours.
Yeah, you do know that, yeah.
Let's switch gears. Kevin, you're very, very nervous today. You said when we came on this morning that it's the most important game for the entire season for the Los Angeles Kings. Let's talk playoffs. Jim, what are your thoughts?
He's right. It is the biggest game of the year. I've never said this about the Kings, and this has never been my take with the Kings, but I've got no faith in these guys at all right now. I mean, none. Not after crappy Edmonton just did them in a game that before tonight was the most important game of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, they lose to Edmonton. John Quick is on the bench. They bench Quick. To me, that's the white flag. Their swagger is gone. Their mojo is dead. It's awfully hard to get with a team fighting for a playoff spot that can't beat crappy Edmonton. So I'd love to tell you, Kevin, everything's going to be great, but it's not.
All right. The Kings beat the Flames tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Why are you assuming that?
And I'm saying because I'm a fan. That's why. Don't you assume your team's going to win?
Yeah, I guess if I had a team.
All right, so they beat them, and then Colorado beats Winnipeg, and all starts going well. And then Saturday, we win, and everything's good. We're in the playoffs, and it's all good.
Yeah, right. And I grow a foot, and I'm 30 years younger, and I play in the NFL.
Oh,
and I dominate, and I get paid.
That hurts.
No,
it
lost
a foot.
That hurts.
What do you think it is, Kevin? Because you follow religiously the Los Angeles News. What do you suppose it is with them that they wait so late in the season, almost every year, to quote unquote flip that switch and start doing what they need to do to get to the playoffs?
I don't know why that happens, but I do know it's a terrible way to live, and this year might be an example of that.
Like, but the thing is, it is a terrible way to live, and you're not supposed to be able to. But they do.
Yeah.
It works and they do it, except this year they're going to go to throw that switch and nothing's going to happen. It's not going to work this year. They just don't have that vibe like it's going to happen. They look like they're making tee times. Now, the Ducks, on the other hand, look like they have that vibe. They look like, and they're not throwing the switch. They're already playing really well right now, and they're peaking at the right time. So SoCal is still hockey central. It's got to be one of them, but this year, if it's going to be one, it's the Ducks and not the Kings.
Talking to our friend Jim Rome right now from the Jim Rome Show, AM 980, starting at 9 a.m. We had a very exclusive interview, Jim, that we told you about before we came on the air. You were surprised that we talked to your horse, Shared Belief, because you said that he doesn't do very many interviews, right?
You talked to my horse.
Well.
You interviewed my horse.
I mean. We had
your
horse.
You interviewed my horse.
Well, yeah.
How'd it go?
Well, here's a clip. You tell us.
Have you talked to other horses so you know what you're kind of in store for?
We were talking about the fact that your horse was going to fly. We had never
for
heard
the first
that.
Time, yeah.
We had never heard that horses flew. We just figured they would be driven wherever they went.
Sure.
Oh, no, they fly.
All right.
They fly.
I have talked to other horses, of course. Here in the stable. We talk quite a bit, but
right.
None of the other horses have been on a plane either. I'm looking forward to it, although I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have wings. I am not a Pegasus.
Right.
Not a good look for me.
Sounds a lot like you, Jim.
It sounds nothing like me.
It sounds
like Garmin, man. 100. It sounds like Garmin. It doesn't sound like
you.
Me.
That...
It doesn't sound like a horse either, man. Mr. Ed, maybe.
That was a 100% Jim Rome.
Hey, man, there's a lot of Jim Rome impersonators that are good. He's not one of them. Come on, Garmin. You can do better than that. Garmin, come on, man.
Horse. I don't know what you're suggesting.
Horse?
My horse. That was not my horse.
We try to make it sound like some sort of radio chicottery.
Do I look stupid to you? That was not my horse.
Well, we can't see you right now.
Oh, so close. Almost got me. Man, I wish that horse could talk.
Night to noon on The Beast at 980. Listen for the Jim Rome Show. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Sir, thanks for the time.
Not if you don't talk to my horse first. Bye, guys.
It's tough to lose Michael Jackson, but at least Alien Ant Farm survives. At least we got that going on.
We have tickets.
Yes.
You go.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah. We want you to join us for the Avengers Age of Ultron world premiere. The movie is in theaters everywhere on May the 1st, one of the most anticipated movies of 2015. We want you to see it on Monday at the Dolby Theater with the cast. If you are a fan of the Avengers, you're going to have to earn these tickets. We've got some very tough questions for you to answer, but you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can play your win into the world premiere of Avengers Age of Ultron. Hey, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup, so tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy, even music too, we've got all the greatest videos and they're mostly on YouTube.
Keeper of the Roundup is our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, King. What's going on, man?
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Just talking about Avengers, this Age of Ultron. What's this first video about, this retro Avengers?
Well, they do the trailer and make it up like if it was a trailer in 1995 where VHS were still happening. So you get the tracking issues, and it's pretty funny.
Do you remember
tracking?
But why do you take something that's pristine and digital and perfect and then intentionally make it look bad and old?
Because people want to know, what if the Avengers were in 1995?
All right, let's hear it.
Now, in order to survive, it must destroy the one threat to its existence.
Oh boy.
The virus called man.
The Avengers.
Bow to me.
I want to see that one too.
if you think VHS is hysterical, ask your parents or your grandparents about something called 8-track tapes for music. That's the comedy right there. Billy Eichner back on the street, this time with David Letterman. He's the guy who goes around and screams at passersby and makes them be in a game show, this time about Dave, and it's very, very funny. Check it out.
For a dollar, what's the name of the theater David Letterman films his TV show in?
The Tonight Show.
No, it's not!
No!
No!
No, that never happened!
No! What's Biff gonna do next?
What?
Get out of here! I'm talking about Biff!
So much yelling.
No matter what, and it's always fun. Yeah.
Got a couple of great game show clips for you this week on the Roundup. This first one, did you ever hear, Dave, what happened if this Price is Right model ever, did she get fired for accidentally giving away a new car? She got fired.
She didn't. She apologized. She felt horrible. It was just a mistake.
So here's what happens. So they're playing a game where the contestant is trying to guess the actual price of a new car. So they've got a whole bunch of cards up, and the contestant makes a guess, and the model pulls the card away. And then for some reason, she pulls the next card away too, which actually reveals the real price of the car. So Drew Carey is like, well, I guess we have to give you the car. It's hilarious to watch this play out on TV.
$19,849. Go ahead, Manuela. Boom. No. Congratulations, Manuela just gave you a car.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a bit of a mistake. She didn't have to guess or anything. They just revealed the answer to her. Crazy.
The model probably thought that it was the end. And so she's like, oh, this is the real winner. And then, oops.
Very funny. Jeopardy had a little bit of an awkward moment. The question was, they were looking for the answer, what is puberty? That's not what this contestant came up with.
In common law, the age of this, signaling adulthood, is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls. Tom?
What is the age of consent?
No.
Tom.
Awkward. Wow.
Good question, though.
Wow. Tom now has surveillance on his phone and an FBI agent parked out in front of
Chris Hansen calling him.
I mean, look, you have 1 second to think of your answer. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it makes sense, but it looks bad, I think. This isn't the first time there has been a mashup between Carly Rae Jepsen and Nine Inch Nails. Remember, there was one last year, the year before, right, with Call Me Baby? Head Like a Hole. Well, they've done Head Like a Hole again, this time with her new song, which is called I Really, Really, Really Like You. And it's kind of cool how well these two songs go together.
Oh, man, can you imagine what Trent Reznor thinks of that?
Honestly, I wrote that.
Honestly, like, what is happening?
Why do we need that, by the way?
I like it.
With Daredevil debuting on Netflix tomorrow, Honest Trailers decided, hey, let's take a look back at the Daredevil movie from about 2003 with Ben Affleck, and they had a pretty good time with it.
Fresh off Pearl Harbor and Geely, 2003's least favorite actor Ben Affleck stars as Matt Murdock, a boy granted superpowers after running face first into an absurd amount of gigantic unsecured toxic waste containers, which gives Ben Affleck an excuse to show off his stupid cross-eyed derp face. Irma Gerd, it's the Derp Devil.
Game of Thrones returns to HBO this Sunday night. There's a whole bunch of great videos in the Internet Roundup this week, including this one. Somebody put together a bunch of the iconic phrase from the show up till this point.
Fear is for the winter.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
You plan on sitting here scratching your balls till winter?
Yeah, a lot of scratching, a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Sesame Street got into the action. Why do they do these, by the way? Clearly, they don't put these on the TV for the kids. The kids don't know what Game of Thrones is. This is just viral videos for adults to enjoy?
Probably. I mean, probably the parents are watching it. You know, the kids are learning about how to play the chairs game. And then the
parents want to know about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you get Game of Thrones.
Yep, so that's why musical chairs plus Game of Thrones equals Game of Chairs.
Wow! A mommy of dragons? No need to get hot under the diaper.
Can we hurry this up? I have a wedding to get to.
Stop the music.
What?
Stop the music.
Whoa, whoa. Am I out? Yes, I am sorry. It looks like you choked, Joffrey.
Because he chokes in the show.
Very sad.
And he dies.
And finally, this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, this is from the Seth Meyers late night show where he has, you know, your basic Manhattan dinner party, except someone invited Jon Snow to the party, and he is not a party guest.
This is John, and John, I actually think winter is over and we're headed into spring now.
Winter is coming.
Okay.
The snow will fall 100 feet deep. The ice wind will howl out the north. And the sun hides its face for years, and little children will all be born and die in the darkness.
So much for global warming, huh?
You won't be laughing when the White Walkers rip you limb from limb, and packs of pale spiders as big as hounds feast on your remains.
He is not a fun dinner guest. I think that's the point. You can see all these videos and so much more at krock.com or kevinabean.com. Hey, it's a brand new Kevin Abean Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Monday night at the Dolby Theater, you'll see Avengers Age of Ultron. More than 2 weeks ahead of its opening in theaters on May 1st. Talk about bragging rights.
The Dolby Theater. Dolby.
The doubly.
That's exactly the doubly.
Giving you a chance to win those right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game I think we call Lesser Known Avengers?
The lesser known Avengers. Can you name the lesser known Avenger? The lesser known Avengers. The lesser known Avengers.
All right.
Right, Lesser Known Avengers.
Nope, not you, Rodney. Why is Omar so out of breath singing that theme song? Do we know?
I don't know, but I want a movie now called Lesser Known Avengers, so that can be the theme song.
All right. Do I have to ask what we're looking for this time around, Ralph?
Listen. The Avengers, the movies, are all fine and dandy. They're all well and good. But not every Avenger is Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Right.
Or Captain America. Or the Hulk. Or Hawkeye, or Black Widow. All the famous Avengers are featured in the movie. There's been tons of Avengers over the years.
A cool prize, so you're going to have to earn it.
Right. We want people who really know Avengers. We want you to go deep into the bench of the Avengers here. We're going with the backcourt here, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking Avengers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even the West Coast Avengers. God bless them. Right. So let's talk about some lesser-known Avengers. Lesser-known Avengers. Love that song.
All right, let's start with Sarah in Inglewood. Hi.
Hey, party people.
Hey, Sarah. Not all Avengers are well-known. Some are lesser-known Avengers.
The lesser-known Avengers.
Even one of the founding Avengers, one of the original Avengers, is lesser-known. Her name is Janet Van Dyne. Also known as Janet Pym. Do you know her secret identity, her superhero name?
Is it Wasp?
Wasp, absolutely. The Wasp, she was a lesser-known Avenger.
Nicely done.
But you're going to see the premiere of the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Congratulations, Sarah.
No, you're the best.
A girl, by the way, who knew Wasp.
Yeah.
That was very impressive.
Very much so a girl, Sarah.
Very much so.
Ralph, we probably don't have time for this question, but how did Wasp get squeezed out? Why is she not still with the Avengers?
Did you just say we don't have time for this question and then you asked
and then
it?
Followed
is
that
what did. Happened?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
I'm moving on.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to Frank in Montebello. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up, Ali?
Hi, Frank.
Frank, in the 70s... A man best known as a member of another superhero team actually joined the Avengers, Dr. Hank McCoy. Do you know his superhero name?
Would that be the Beast?
That would be the Beast, sir.
Yes.
Well done.
Nicely done, Frank.
Well, going to see the premiere of the Avengers. Beast, of course, Kevin was an original member of?
The Avengers.
No, X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Eric at Inglewood. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, Eric.
You're good, sir.
Also in the 70s, a lesser-known Avenger who was best known as being the sidekick of another Avenger. He became an Avenger himself. His name is Sam Wilson. Do you know his superhero name?
I believe it's the Falcon.
That's the Falcon right there. Well done, sir.
Oh, man, 3 for 3.
You're going.
Nicely done.
These are lesser-known Avengers.
The lesser-known Avengers.
Daniel in Long Beach. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Daniel. In the 1980s, an Avenger member was named Simon Williams. His superhero name is very reminiscent of a DC hero, but he goes by this name. Do you know his name?
Simon Wonder Williams? Man?
Wonder Man. That's right.
Unbelievable.
You're going.
How about that?
To see Avengers Age of Ultron at the premiere. Congratulations.
All right, Ruben, no pressure, but four people have played this game and four people are going to the screening.
Thanks for cursing me, Kevin.
Let's move over to the West Coast Avengers, shall we? West Coast Avengers, of course, started by Hawkeye. We all know that, right?
Sure.
Now, are they the West Coast Avengers just because they wouldn't fly or get on a train? They just insisted on just staying close to home? There's a lot of crime that happens in the world and in the United States, okay? The Avengers, they're in New York City. What are you going to do if you got an immediate problem in L.A.? What are you going
to
do?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Well, it'd be nice to have some West Coast Avengers, wouldn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
That's right. Well, one of the West Coast Avengers was Barbara Bobby Morse. Her character can currently be seen on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you know her superhero name, Ruben?
No.
Ruben, and by Ruben, Kevin.
I didn't make
you
him not
curse him.
Oh, I didn't make him not
Kevin
know the
and
answer.
Kevin Bean Jinx.
How
Kevin
dare
Bean
you.
Jinx.
Kevin's a dick.
True, Ruben.
Mockingbird. Mockingbird is her superhero name. Mockingbird.
That wasn't
Ruben so deserves tickets, by the way.
I feel bad
but
for
we
Ruben.
Just don't have them.
Kevin's
I'm sorry
a dick.
To say.
So what are you
I didn't.
It's not my idea.
Dick.
Junior in Santana. Hi.
Got morning, anything you want to say to Junior, Kevin?
Good luck, Junior.
Good morning, Frank.
Junior. In 2010... Jessica Drew became one of the Avengers. Her superhero name is very reminiscent of another Marvel hero. Do you know her secret identity?
Is it Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman. Well done, sir.
Nicely done. Fantastic.
She was a lesser-known Avenger, but you're going to see the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Whoop, whoop.
Could I hear that again, please?
Whoop, whoop.
The lesser-known Avenger.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Got up at 9. Made my flight, came back sharp as a tack today.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Shark as a tap.
And we played that after dumb on purpose, or was that an accident? A happy coincidence.
Just worked out that way, man.
Right.
Yeah, just let's.
Hey, Coachella weekend is upon us, you guys.
Correct? Oh, can't wait to go and do lots of drugs.
Well, that's the thing is you don't want to do last year's hallucinogenic drugs.
No,
do this year. You're gonna be hip.
I'm wearing my Velcro shoes and I'm doing the latest drugs.
That's right.
With my selfie stick. Oh no, I can't
not
bring
allowed.
That.
Nope. That's right. I think you want to be doing something called Flacca. I think that's what we're looking
Hell
at. Right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we'll find out what that's all about and now
Flacca,
how Dr. Drew
Flacca.
Can hook us up. Coming up right after the top of the hour.
He
first, though, Rouse got the showbiz beat.
Yes, he did. I just, Rosie bared it. No, Allie likes her bears.
I do. He was my first crush.
Barry Manilow's married.
Bear.
To a man. Yeah, it was a secret wedding last year. Apparently, he married his manager, Gary Keefe, and now they're very happily wed. Congratulations to those two.
Let me ask you guys this question. Barry has never come out publicly, and still, to this moment, has not come out publicly.
No, he still says he's straight.
He's gay. But my question for you is, how much of a difference would that make to Barry Manilow fans at this point?
You mean Fanilows?
Yeah, Fanilows. I say none. I say people love Barry because he's Barry Manilow.
Do you think...
Not because of his personal life?
Do you think there's someone who didn't know?
Yeah, that's a great question.
You think there's some people reading this news today going, what
the? I do. I think there are some. I think there are old people who just never gave it a second thought because in their mind they just assume everybody is heterosexual and why would they think otherwise? I think there are people out there who have missed the obvious signs.
Do you think this will hurt him?
I don't know. That's the question on the table.
I got to think the vast majority of people who are fans of Barry Manilow are well aware of his sexuality.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think this hurts him for the most part at all?
He's not going to lose.
I hope not.
What percentage of his fan base could he lose? Well, those who don't know, and out of those who don't know, those who would care enough
that, much.
That would make them turn away from him, it's got to be a small percentage.
I would think so, too. It seems like pretty safe. Yeah. He should have done it years ago.
He was inviting a bunch of people out to his Palm Springs home, 20 to 30 guests. They thought they were going for a luncheon. Turns out they were there for a surprise wedding ceremony. That's how it all happened. Barry had one request at the reception, that they not play that damn Copacabana song.
Really?
The
he hates
they
that.
Asked. Yeah. That's Mark Thompson's joke. I stole that. Of
course, he's got it at his fingertips.
Of course he does.
Me.
A high quality recording, too.
Reportedly, for their honeymoon, they spent a weekend in New England. That's what they. Barry was married before.
Come on.
Are you playing that from an AM radio?
Somebody said
microphone?
Weekend in New England.
Barry was married once before to a woman, but apparently he's ready to take a chance again. So he is.
Darn it. Don't have that one.
Seriously.
I just wanted to test to see how many Barry Manilow songs Bean had at the ready.
I was thinking when you did the first joke, I was like, if he does two, that's not funny, but if he does a third one, it becomes funny.
Barry's publicist, Mandy, said the couple is very happy together.
Yeah. What are you doing testing him with Barry Manilow?
I know. What was
Come
I thinking?
On. Got it all.
Well, Barry writes the songs, you know. Bean's got them. Barry writes them and Bean's got them.
Are you playing those off your phone on the speaker mode?
It's just right here in this thing where everything is.
This is terrible audio.
It sounds very like small and tinny. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. It sounds fine on this end.
The original 78 you're playing there?
Really weird.
More music news. Frontman for Fun, Nat, will release his debut solo album. It's Nate, isn't it?
It is Nate.
Yeah.
It is Nate.
This article here says
Nat.
N-A-T.
Yeah.
It says Nat.
Yeah.
Nate Roos will release his solo album on June the 16th. It's called Grand Romantic. It includes Nate's hit single, Nothing Without Love. So we get a new album from Nate.
I have a clip of
I would love
that song,
to hear that.
Hear yeah.
The Circle!
Not exactly what you expect.
You know, Frances Bean Cobain is putting together a new documentary about her father.
Mm-hmm.
Called
This is the Montage of Heck. Looks so good.
Heck. Yeah, it looks great. She talks to Rolling Stone magazine about the film. She said she wasn't even 2 years old when Kurt killed himself back in 1994. It's hard to fathom.
Wow.
Now that she's all grown up, you forget what a baby she was when that all happened. And she said this has been an adventure for her in trying to discover her father as much as it is presenting him to the world. For 20 years, my dad has been like Santa Claus, she says, this mythical figure. People come up to me and say, your dad's so cool. I don't even know him. I want to present Kurt the Man with this film. Then she also recounts a story when Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic came to her house and just stopped suddenly in their tracks and started staring at her. She said she realized at that moment, they had what I call the KCGBs, she calls. It's when they see me, they see Kurt. They look to me, and you could tell they're looking at a ghost.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
Because she looks a lot like him.
She does look a lot like him, yeah.
That's a fascinating article. It's the most in-depth thing I've read with her. And she talks about how she's not that much of a Nirvana fan,
right,
which I thought was interesting. And that and I guess we don't think about it because to us it's just Nirvana, but to her it's her dad. She can't escape it. It's always around her.
Yeah.
Think about how many times throughout the day you just happen to come across a Nirvana song. It's
right.
Inescapable. This must be so bizarre for her.
The documentary premieres, by the way, on May 4th on HBO, if you're making notes on when you can check it out. But it looks fascinating. And she sounds like such a smart, well-put-together kid. I'll tell you, she really seems like she knows what's going on.
And how did that happen?
Well, sometimes children rebel against their parents.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All right. Sometimes they're different. Friday night, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I take the stage at the Improv on Melrose to provide Hollywood Babble on our weekly podcast. Love to have you come out and join us. It's at the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com for more details and to get your tickets, won't you?
I don't care.
Come on.
No!
I was in a rap song, damn it.
You were, that's true.
You forget. Broom Man gave me a shout out. I demand some respect.
Ralph is in a rap song. Mm-hmm. We have time for that?
Yeah, we got a minute.
We only have like a 15-second clip.
I'm either nice or weird. I can spit fashion. I hate humans. And the f*** a parliament. Sugar-coated candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin. What?
What? Don't make me come at you. I will.
It's pretty strong.
I'm totes gangsta now.
You're not.
Totes gangsta.
Some dreams come true.
That's right, Rodney.
It is true.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Hugh Hefner is 89 years old today. Dennis Quaid, 61. Gerard Way is 38. Albert Hammond Jr. is 35. Jay Baruchel celebrates his 33rd birthday. Leighton Meester is 29. Kirsten Stewart is 25. Elle Fanning, 17 years old today. And I can't believe we haven't been celebrating this all day. A gentleman named Tad Newcomb celebrates his birthday today. Tad Newcomb.
How about that? Big Tad.
Big Tad. For those of you who've listened for a while, you may or may not remember Big Tad. What the F?
What's the question?
Just what the
just
F.
Just what the F? Okay.
Just.
Hey, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
Remember we used to do like a half-hour show with him in his underwear?
Yeah.
I don't know why. It was Jimmy Kimmel. It was largely reference. Jimmy Kimmel.
He was the beer mug of the 70s or whatever you guys were on back then. And,
well, the far more talented beer mug.
How dare you? And what it took to get him off the show. Oh, we had to put a stick of dynamite under Kevin's ass, literally, to make that happen. So we're never getting rid of beer mug. That's what I've just come to realize. It's never going to happen. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I look forward to our visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky every Thursday at this time, but particularly this week because he is going to hook us up with all the new designer drugs just in time for the Coachella weekend. Hey, Doc, how are you, man?
Again? Oh, you guys.
Because Dr. Drew gets the good stuff.
He well, does. He gets the good stuff, and he passes it out liberally. He's very generous.
And I don't know if you heard Alfie May at April Foolishness talk about what a bummer I am. But, once again, people think I'm a bummer.
And yeah. By the way, speaking of Ralphie May, was he on the Love Line last night, too?
What, bro? Yeah, he was. Yeah, was
such a funny dude. What? And his wife is so sweet and so pretty and so nice, and I don't want to get into too many details here, Dr. Drew, but how does that work?
Well, as Ralphie himself put it, he goes, Right, we're flawed people. We're flawed. We're just broken people.
All right.
So he feels that they both the same sort of they share a heritage of trauma, and they really love each other. They've been together a long time too.
Yeah.
And I get it. I just because you guys don't get it, doesn't
how dare you, sir?
Well, they're very sweet. All right, let's talk about the Flocka. What's going on, and how can I get some in time for Coachella?
Yeah. So as I was joking with you guys that people are trying to get on urine toxicology screens by any means necessary. And if you remember bath salts, which I just got used to saying methylene dioxypyrovalerone, which was what the cathinone that was in bath salts was.
All I know is chewing off face.
Right, and there was a lot of violence and things, and people sort of got the message. You got to remember, there was something available over the counter. If you remember, Bean, I went up to a head shop on Hollywood Boulevard, and I bought K2, spice, and bath salts. And it's
crazy. That's right.
Absolutely crazy. Well, finally we caught up to that one, and you can't really detect it in the urine routinely, though it can be done, though it's not screened routinely. So people got the message that was bad, and so then they switched over to something called Flocka. And Flocka is a more complicated cathinone that binds at the receptor sites in the brain that are responsible for euphoria, also for how you perceive things, and mood. Dopamine, serotonin receptors are profoundly affected by this particular chemical, and the effects of this drug are so awful, it's hard to understand how it gets loose on the streets or how anybody would do it. I guess, I can only imagine, it must really, really, really make people high. It must feel very, very good, because often, and I mean often, within 3 to 5 days, people develop hyperthermia, their temperature goes up to 105 degrees, they throw their clothing off and run into the street in a manic, psychotic state, believing that somebody's trying to kill them. They try to break into police stations screaming that the mafia's out to get them or that Martians are following them.
Whatever happened to just getting high?
And that's just what you do, my friend.
Thank you.
You're old school. and it can take up to a month for them to begin thinking clearly again. It is an unbelievably dangerous compound, and yet it is being done, particularly in Florida, shocking.
A lot,
frequently. And it can be snorted, shot, ingested by mouth, and they're doing all of it. It's not available the way bath salts were over the counter. Apparently, it is now illegal. They got on it pretty fast, but it is being widely distributed.
So the Flocka, I mean, is this something that some smart person took a bunch of ingredients and created a mixture with these effects in a lab or something?
Yes, and it's hard to understand who would be messing like this, but if you look at the compound, if you know anything about neurobiology and biochemistry, you look at that molecule and you go, oh my God, this is a sinister molecule, because the way it's configured, you know it would bind at the dopamine receptor and not let go. So somebody is clearly, and I don't think it's somebody sort of wistfully trying things out, like, ooh, I wonder if this will make me high. It looks like somebody, you know, deliberately getting around the law, deliberately doing something that has unbelievable power, And then it gets marketed, you know, much the way Molly was marketed. Oh, we got this new pure stuff, Molly. It's good because it's pure. They come up with these stories and names, and again, they're effective. They make people high, and between the stories and the names, they're able to distribute this stuff with unbelievable effectiveness.
Now, maybe I missed it, but did you say it can stay in your system up to a month?
No, I said it can affect you for up to a month, and not uncommonly. In other words, when we hospitalize you in the psychiatric locked ward after you run around in the streets, and by the way, they are being reported as developing sort of superhuman strength. You know, like with PCP,
yeah.
It takes like 9 guys to get these guys subdued and to the ground. And once they put you in the locked unit in restraint to save you from hurting yourself, you can be a month of not really knowing where you are.
Wow. That's amazing.
Everything about that sounds terrible.
Yes, and the word is out. I mean, I on HLN yesterday, I played 3 different videos of people behaving in ways that really were stunning. I mean, really like superhuman kinds of actions. You know, multiple police cars. It was like a high-speed chase with somebody on foot. It was without clothes on. It was crazy.
Wow. Have you seen Flocka in California yet, Doctor?
I have not, but I assume it's here. It's probably amongst us, just based on how widely distributed it is in many. It's sort of Midwest and Florida is where it's popping up. But no doubt it's in ER doctors' minds when people come in psychotic.
Well, Kevin, it sounds like you know what to ask for when you meet your hookup this weekend at Coachella.
Not interested in that at all.
What?
Kevin, doctor? Not even a little bit.
You're a lightweight, dude.
I am.
Yes, Dr. Drew on call airs Monday through Thursday nights at 6 on HLN. Dr. Dre, different guy completely. Dr. Drew, middays with Mike Catherwood on KABC in the afternoon. And, of course, 5 nights a week here on K-Rock with Loveline. All right, have a Flocka weekend, Doc. Thanks for the time, man.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:34.
I don't want to go backwards to earlier in the show, Ralph, but I think Allie may actually believe in pet psychics for reals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a goner.
For reals.
Yeah.
Shut up.
We need
Ralph, let me just tell you what happened.
No,
we need a psychoval. Can we someone come down here?
30 seconds ago, before you walked in, we were talking about pet psychics earlier this morning, and one of the callers named was Heidi. Which I believe was one of Allie's pet's names.
It was my favorite dog growing up.
So she saw that as a sign
that
pet psychics are real. That was a gift being given to her from the other side.
Yeah!
That happened.
I almost said to you, don't tell Ralph.
Why would you say that aloud to anyone?
And that's what I
don't
said
tell
to them.
Anybody.
Like, when it happened, I didn't tell you because it was insane.
Crazy.
And then I told you then, and I thought, why are you doing this?
Are you are you a big believer in the signs from the other side?
Yes.
Just in general?
I am.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's another.
Based on what?
Hold on. We need a. But we need to buy another radio station to cover all the conversation that's going to happen about this subject.
Have you ever done a seance, Allie?
I have.
Of course she has.
Ow! It hurts so much!
Do you feel that you contacted a dead person?
I don't know if that actually happened because it was one of those setup ones.
Did you contact a live person?
Shut up.
Don't tell us to shut up. You're the one.
Yeah, very true. I shouldn't.
Full on crazy.
And I take it back.
Seance.
I am nuts. I believe in signs, and I believe that people can actually speak to you
from beyond the grave
after they're
absolutely.
Dead.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The caller's name is Heidi.
Heidi. Well, it's just like her dog speaking to her.
That was a message.
The message.
It's not a coincidence. It's not a common name at all.
There's only two Heidis.
That's true.
There's her dog. And then there's that woman. There's only two Heidis.
How many callers have ever been named Heidi? Ever. You have a log? Check it.
Let's look up the caller log. Chip, look under H in the caller log there and see how many Heidis we've gotten over the years.
Is just dumb.
All right, January 18th, 2011. There's one.
That's one, right?
See?
All right.
Well,
you need medication.
It had been since September of 2009 before that.
See?
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Yeah, or too much.
We got troubles. We got Looney Tunes. All right, Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Anybody a place to vacation this summer? Looking for a place to hang out and relax for the summer?
What, you have something?
Yeah, I do. Just went up on the market. Julia Roberts is selling her summer home. It's her her vacation home in Kauai, in Hawaii.
Nice.
She's looking to unload it at a pretty decent price. Now, the building itself was built way back in 1915, but it has, of course, has been augmented since then. It's got 2 acres of beachfront property, a main house, a guest house. Anybody interested?
I think that sounds fantastic.
It sounds great, but you're leaving out perhaps the cost, the price of this.
Oh,
of
how
this
much
item.
She's asking for?
Yeah.
Well, what would you think? It's 2 acres, beachfront property, a guest house, main house, 1915 property. It's an old, probably a fixer-upper.
$5 million.
$5 million, you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that way low?
With the 2 acres of beachfront property, you think, yeah. You're thinking $5 million?
$15 million.
You're thinking 15, are you? Thinking 15?
25.
You're thinking 25?
This could be a long day. Just why don't you just tell us?
$30 million for one home, for one property, for one single location. $30 million.
There has to be a pretty limited group of people who could even consider that, right?
Flapping down $30 million for a little house. But it's not a full-time residency. I guess it could be if you wanted to, but you'd probably just keep it as like a beach, you know, summertime relaxation thing.
Right? Go a couple of weeks a year.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Vacation home. Yeah. Look, maybe you go halvesies. Why'd you and Bean go halvesies on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just cough up $15 million each. You probably got that in your cargo shorts right now in $1 bills, Kevin. You probably got $15 million right there in your pants pocket. You can rent it just for $1,500 a night if you want to do. If you want to go that way. You want to be lowbrow.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
That sounds fairly reasonable for an overnight rental, by the way. Considering there are nice hotels where $1,500
a night. Yeah, maybe the story. Maybe there's a zero missing here. Maybe it's $15,000.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Why do we keep using the service, by the way, when these stories are sometimes... It's always a question mark. It's like, is it... Maybe it's not Julie Roberts. It could be Kathy Bates, for all I know. It could be...
Here's the thing. It's
it could
not,
be Iron Mike Tyson. I'm not
consistent.
Sure who's got
they
the house.
They slip in their mistakes.
They do. They keep you guessing.
You never know.
Yeah. You like this Will Forte comedy? It's new show on Fox, Last Man on Earth? I hope you do.
I do.
Because it's just been renewed for a second season. Show gets around 4.4 million viewers per episode, so that's good news. For fans of the Fox show. More TV news. Girl Meets World. Disney Channel says the next season of that will begin on Monday, May the 11th. And there'll be a new episode rolled out each day of the week that week. After the first, as a treat for all the fans of that show. Season premiere features Cloris Leachman as a guest star, they say.
Here. I'm sorry?
Cloris Leachman will be the guest star on Girl Meets World. Cloris Leachman's still
alive?
Doing it. She's still doing it. God bless her. Kelly Clarkson's getting into the greetings card game. She has a new line of cards with American greetings that's available at Walmart. Okay. 2 custom cards have Kelly singing happy birthday when you open them up. Kelly Clarkson greeting cards. Who are you giving a Kelly Clarkson greeting card to? Besides maybe Ryan Seacrest. Who are you giving that to?
Fatty.
Oh, how dare you,
Kevin? I don't think that's where you would go.
What are you talking about?
It's been in the news as being a problem, and you would go there and do that?
Chris Wallace, what's wrong with you?
Oh, Kevin.
Ralph, this won't surprise you, but I have bought and have frequently given greeting cards in the Taylor Swift greeting card collection.
Oh, dear God. Between you and Hallie, I just want to kill myself.
Did you ever send...
I want my life to end.
A dead person, a Taylor Swift greeting card, and a seance. Yeah,
I did not. I did not do that. I'm not crazy.
What's happening?
The Kelly Clarkson greeting card line, by the way.
I can't do this anymore, Ralph.
All of the cards for every occasion, not just the birthday cards, they all have cake on them, and no one can quite understand why.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Come on, Kevin!
Jeez.
Try to report the news! And Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande, rumors swirling that they're bumping uglies. They're making the beast with two backs. Because they were on stage together on Wednesday night. And they gave quite the sizzling performance together, a duet, a sizzling duet. Do you hear me? Sizzle.
Mm-hmm.
They did a song called Love Me Harder. An Ariana song that was originally performed by The Weeknd. And when they were doing it, they were sizzling. It says here.
Heard you say that.
A sizzling duet.
Use the word sizzling.
Did I say sizzle?
Yeah, you said that.
Then they also sang As Long As You Love Me. Together.
Right.
And then later on the night, Justin went on to perform Where Are You Now? And there was a lot of sizzle. going on between the two of them, leading to speculation that perhaps there's a relationship. Meanwhile, Big Sean didn't seem too pleased. He, of course, is currently in a relationship with Ariana Grande. Simply wrote, "Wow," in a tweet regarding their performance, which we can only presume is not a happy, smiley wow, but a rather unimpressed, upset wow. Because, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, they were sizzling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word.
Then he tweeted, wait for it, from Big Sean, "This kid is about to learn not to touch my girl like that. Believe that."
Love it.
Boom! It is on! Apparently on stage he got behind her and started grinding his Great White North up against her South America.
I think we could all,
if you will,
picture that.
Did I mention the sizzle?
Yeah, you said sizzle.
So, looks like it is on. Go, Big Sean. I got you. I'll hold your coat, Big Sean.
That's what I'm saying. This is an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bieber doesn't stand a chance.
No. Big Sean and I are tight now because, I'm in the rap community now.
That's right.
As a star of a rap song myself, we have sort of an unspoken bond.
Ralph's in an actual rap song.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. What'd you say? I couldn't hear. Could you speak up, please?
Shout out.
Let me turn up my headphones. What was that, Kevin?
A shout out to Ralph Garman in a rap song out of England.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did that?
Big ups to Broom Man, the rapper who gave me some love.
I'm even nice or weird. I can spit fashion. I hate humans. And the f*** is a fireman. Sugarcoat and candy trucks. Don't eat the brown acid. Shout the Ralph Garman. Peace to Judge Carlin. What?
What?
He said Ralph Garman.
That's what he said. Shout to Ralph Garman. Peace to George Carlin.
What?
Make me come at you. I will back up like Suge Knight all over your ass. Don't get me started, Kevin. I got my eye on you. Yeah. I'm watching you. Thug life.
Stop it.
Hey.
Stop it.
I didn't find the thug life. Okay, thug life found me.
Who's the opposite of thug life?
You don't know. Black leather, yo. Really?
Wow.
You don't know, man.
Oh, I know.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner celebrates his 89th birthday today. Hef just tweeted out his big plans for the night tonight. Gonna watch Casablanca. Gonna watch the movie Casablanca.
Okay. Classic.
Dennis Quaid, 61 years old. Gerard Way turns 38. Albert Hammond Jr. is 35 years old today. His father, of course, Albert Hammond, Kevin, had a smash one-hit wonder with that song. That
she
was...
blinded me with science.
No, that's not the correct answer. I'm sorry, but thank you for playing our game. Bean?
It was It Never Rains in Southern California.
I think that's how that's done.
Stupid Bean knows all of those songs.
Jay Baruchel is 33 years old today. Leighton Meester is 29. Kirsten Stewart is 25 years old. Actress Elle Fanning is 17 years old. And former assistant to Kevin Ryder, Tad Newcomb celebrates his birthday today as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How many times did we fire him? Five? Four?
No, I don't
five?
I know it was that many. I remember two specifically.
And then I brought him back as my assistant.
I do remember that. I remember you pleased everyone to no end with that maneuver. That was not...
Everyone hated me. It did not go over well. All right. Friday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. I'm going to be live at the Coachella House.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Here we go.
Good times.
Drinking a skillet of vodka.
Kat Corbett will also be out there with me, and we're going to preview some of the bands.
Oh,
you can look forward to it, Coachella.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
No, I think they're pretty much sold out, Dave.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, like, where is there...
I don't know, maybe...
can I come to your radio station
eBay?
Tonight and pick up something,
no.
Or can I just go down there?
No. We're giving them out on the show.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Lots. I just saw them saying they have lots of vacancies. So go on down there.
She sounds fat.
Oops.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't think they're performing at Coachella this year.
They're not.
David Hasselhoff, but thank you. Could you come in and run the board for us, Dave? Because I think you can do a better job than Kevin does. When you get a chance, come on down to the station. We'll give you some tickets if you will take over Kevin's job.
Also tomorrow, Ralph, we're going to talk to Cody Johns, who plays for the L.A. Aviators. Do you know what that is?
What? That... Are we officially at the end of the list of guests?
This is the...
This is the last guest we're ever going to have?
This is the Ultimate Frisbee League.
What?
That's a thing?
UFL?
Yep.
Oh, I want to try out. You know, I used to play Ultimate Frisbee back in the day when I still had my original knee.
We also have Micah Monroe, who's the star of It Follows.
Can we not move on for 1 second? You used to play Ultimate Frisbee?
I did. I was an Ultimate Frisbee player back in the day.
In a league, or is this just something you do in the quad between classes?
No. First of all, it was high school. It wasn't even college. It was a high school team, and it was organized, and we used to play against other teams. It was intramural, I guess they would call it, right?
And what makes it Ultimate Frisbee versus regular Frisbee?
Oh, sweet Jesus. Open up a blog.
Okay. All right. I can save those questions for tomorrow.
It's rules. It's like football with a Frisbee.
Okay.
How far is the festival from the Marriott?
You throw the Frisbee like you would pass a football down the field and try to score in the end zone, much like you would in a football game, but you cannot run with the Frisbee. You must have one foot stationary at all time, but you can rotate the other foot in a 180 degrees direction.
Wow. Why are we talking to this guy?
Because
this professional Ultimate Frisbee being...
Why do we have to explain everything to you, man?
I didn't know this was a thing, and now I'm super erect.
Okay. Speaking of which, Miranda Baccarin is going to be on tomorrow's show.
Now I've just burst my zipper!
As well. The stars of Gotham. We'll see you tomorrow.